You're talking to the Rolex wearing,
woo!
Diamond ring wearing,
woo!
Kiss stealing,
woo!
Wheeling dealing,
woo!
Limousine ride,
woo!
Jet flying,
woo!
Sign up, look up,
woo!
And I'm having an all time
holy holiday time.
I give you two claps and a Ric Flair.
This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand or demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down is your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Put the G5 time, WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you dig that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
And now, here's your host, Brad Gilmore.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the one and only, the Brad Gilmore Show. On demand, on demand, where I'm interviewing people. On demand, where I'm asking them questions. They're giving me answers. They're giving me answers. I'm asking them questions. They're giving me answers. Cause it's my show, where I interview these people on my show. It's a podcast, it's called the Brad Gilmore Show. On demand, on demand, on demand.
Sorry, guys. Oh, man. I'm not going to lie to you. In like 07, 08, 09, whenever T-Pain's like biggest run was, I, DJ Ave, Ave 11, Avery is us, Avery Davis, and I... We tried to figure out how to get auto-tune. And when I found out you could do it on GarageBand, I abused it to holy hell and made some really bad auto-tune songs back in the day. And before I was doing this podcast, I found out how to do it again. I forgot. I found out again. So I decided to have some really fun stuff on the top of the show. Anyway, welcome to the one and the only, the Brad Gilmore Show on demand today. We are streaming live and exclusively on SoundCloud, on the Brad Gilmore Sound. That's soundcloud.com/Brad Gilmore Sound. We're doing this for a multitude of reasons. First off, I want to make the announcement that the Brad Gilmore Show, effective next episode, effective now, will be moving to a monthly schedule. Once a month, you're going to get the Brad Gilmore Show. I know what you're thinking. Why once a month? Well, between juggling Back to the Future, the podcast, between juggling that and Heated Conversations, and now the newly launched podcast series, 2011-24-7. And because I also have a secret project that I'm working on with somebody who's in the Brad Gilmore Show universe that you may know. They're in the universe of my show. Anyway, we're working on a project together, which is going to be really, really awesome. With all that being said and all that to work on, I want the Brad Gilmore Show to be the last show of every month and be a total recap of what I did in the past month, bring back Monty Amotai to the show, bring back Kyle Harper Peaches, have some conversations with Hash Brown, and really a focus on a super show, you know, a 2.5 hour show, maybe, you know, have a guest interview, give just a fully packed out show. And in order to do that, I need more time, and I want to make it the best show possible, not trying to throw something together last minute. So, Brad Gilmore Show officially moves to monthly after this episode airs exclusively on SoundCloud. But you can still get the show on Podbean. You'll still be able to get the show whatever else it's on. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, iTunes, all that good stuff. But I want you to subscribe to this channel, The Brad Gilmore Sound, in iTunes, because this will be the exclusive place where you could find this show, Back to the Future, the podcast. It's the only place you'll be able to find 2011 24/7. Unfortunately, Heated Conversations will not be included in that. That is a CBS property on the Play It Network, which I host with Booker T. And also on the same network as the Human Podcast Machine, Taz, and Woo Nation with Ric Flair. I'm on the same podcast network as Ric Flair. Me, the dress shoe wearing Ric Flair and good hair having entertainment world champion, is on the same network as the limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling dealing, son of a gun. Woo! Anyway, so Heated Conversations will not be on this channel, but everything else will. It'll be a one-stop shop where you could find the podcast. Back to the Future, the podcast, has its own channel. So does Brad Gilmore Show. But shows like 2011 24/7 exclusively here, and some future shows I'm going to be launching exclusively here. With all that being said, today's episode of the show is before I even say that, before we get to today's episode, I had a really cool weekend this past weekend. We had Lita on Heated Conversations with myself and Booker T. We talked Tough Enough. I had a really good meeting with Reality Wrestling. We're planning Summer Champions 2 going down August the 8th at the Humble Civic Center. It's our biggest show of the year, so make sure you attend that. Tickets are on sale right now, realitywrestling.com and at the Humble Civic Center box office. Plan that. And I got to hit the stage and perform at Warehouse Live for Revolt TV, of all things, with my homie Stockzilla and DJ Motai. So it was a really awesome, awesome night. Saturday night it was, and you know, Sunday did the fam thing, and that was cool too. So I had a great weekend. And and that Saturday night we had a session, recording session with 2011. We're planning our show that's coming up July the 22nd. At Warehouse Live, once again, with the man Schwazy, who we've played for before. This is his King of the Summer tour. There we're calling the Kings of the Summer, because we live in that same space with him. So make sure you go buy tickets from me for that. Hit me up on Twitter, at Brad Gilmore, Instagram, Brad Gilmore, Facebook, Brad Gilmore, 2011 on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, 2011 Music. Hit us up, and we'll make sure we get you a ticket. Tickets are on sale now. Contact me directly to get them. So we're preparing for that. And we're preparing our new album, 2011 Second Son, which it's coming together slowly but surely, but it's really good stuff. I'm really excited with the music that we're making now and putting together. So interesting things on the horizon for the Brad Gilmore Show and for 2011, which is today's special guest interview, a throwback edition. The last Brad Gilmore Show of 2011 was with 2011, breaking down our album, the 2011 LP. You should enjoy this one. Check it out. Peace.
Ace Ty, stand the fuck up. Southeast was good, Southwest what up? Yeah. Well, I'm like, damn, I'm posted, stuck on this purple potion. I'm smoking so much swag to win the worst spoken. Women with their shirts off like Hulk Hogan. It's dope easy, Mr. No Joking. Leave your hoe soaking if she ever try to flirt with me. I'm so swagged up, I be killing niggas. Walk in the club and get a first degree. It's double homicide when me and Killer come through. Team running, we running a running gun. The realest thing walking in the trillers name. Talking since the late great Pippin, the legend they call Bun. I keep two cups, I ain't gotta say why. Tattoo wings, so I gotta stay fly. Feeling like AI, way back in 97. I'm the rookie of the year and these boys can't lie. I'm coming up quick and got lame niggas sick. Cause the girlfriends love the way a young nigga spit. Even got the old hoes all on Twitter and my DMs trying to get a young nigga dick. You better go get her for the swag, go get her. Run the ABN, I'm an asshole nigga. And I'm from the Southeast, but you would think I was born on the West Way. My grind on mash mode, nigga. Trill.
I'm tipping. I'm tipping. I'm tipping. I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
Let's go. Top back while I'm rolling. Rolling. Windows up while I'm blowing. Knowing. Car so clean it looks stolen. Bitch, I'm tipping.
Yeah.
I'm pimping all these hoes knowing. So I don't choose to get chosen. And my money so long I can't fold it. Bitch, I'm tipping.
When I met her, she was singing Drunk in Love.
Surfboard.
Well, I run a glee, she got drunk to fuck. Hotel costs $100 and I ain't tricking shit, so that's none for her, man. I don't give a fuck. If I was Donald Trump, I take away from hoes, I'm like a stomach tuck, and that real. Ride. I been getting paid, boy, try. On the road, getting dough, while you broke, sitting home with no bread like a low-carb diet. You a joke, your home on the road with a bro, cause you know you a lame and can't hide. Get a home out of clothes, take a pole down the throat, make a toe, make a thing, she dying. Real talking, that nigga fucking with the flow, though. When the four done, four foes moving slow-mo. We been bold, know the pro flow like a loco. When I want more, whole globe in a toco. Eating like cold, swinging like cold, so like my essays in the bay on them low-lows. One of his best, I'm a gun in the flesh. Got a star on my head, down the text, no Romo. Bitch, I'm tipping.
I'm tipping. I'm tipping. I'm tipping. I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
Let's go.
Top back while I'm rolling.
Rolling.
Windows up while I'm blowing.
Knowing.
Car so clean it looks stolen. Bitch, I'm tipping. I'm a pimp and all these hoes know it. So I don't choose to get chosen. And my money so long, I can't go
in a new Bugatti.
I probably traded in for a bunch of slabs. Hit text on my wheel for a bunch of foes. They have my whole team crawling like a bunch of crabs. I'm sitting sideways with a blunt to pass. And got a chick with some lips like a suction mask. She suckin' slow, but then I fuck her fast. Keep my finger on the trigger like I'm pumping gas. I'm back in the bitch in the lack when I tip and I ain't talking clothes when I got a sack in the field. Car so clean, niggas ask for a pick. And when they done the girlfriend, come and ask for the dick. Rocks on my watch, no glass on my wrist. Stay winning cause I never spend cash on a bitch. Why you gotta spend a dollar just to get a hold of holler? And I fuck them high rap, fast in the bitch. Halloween niggas got a trick for treats. The only time I pay the blowers for a swish of sweet. And if I text a hoe, she never hit delete. Become a game on point like Pistol Pete. Blast nigga walking when I hit the street. That's why a nigga get chose when I hit the scene. Your bitch give me more head than Mr. Clean. Become a paint so wet it look like Krispy Kreme when I'm tipping.
I'm tipping. I'm tipping. I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I'm tipping.
I got that OG all in my blunt, OG all in my sneakers, it's a thunderstorm in my trunk, on the music all in my speakers, it go bang, it go bang, it go bang, bitch now watch me swing, I got that OG all in my blunt, OG all in my sneakers, it's a thunderstorm in my trunk, on the music all in my speakers, it go bang,
what up,
it go bang,
what up my nigga,
it go bang.
Check 1-2 with it, you. Let's go.
I'm an OG on that OG. I got the 40 on me, no OE. In my 20 ounce, I got an OZ. I'm on Cali, but that's OC. Till I OD and need rehab. I get so hot, I'm in a nosebleed. Grind it out till I cop a cool 25-8. Put an OT. No sleep. Chasing dreams, you woke, bro. But I'm making green. If this rap fail, bet drank, don't. It's 10-2 for that case of lean. Add it up, do the math. Hit the lick, candy blew the slab. Funk 10 on it, put 10s on it. No 10 on it, see through the slab. Green eyes. Fish bowling, paint so wet, that's fish rolling. Coming down, looking good, so I'm jumping, dicking your bitch. Dripping neck and no dick and secret. Drink pink like dick and secret. Hit the cup, hit the pussy. Bust a nut and take your bitch to keep it.
OG all of my blunt. OG all of my sneakers. It's a thunderstorm in my trunk. On the music all of my speakers. It go bang. It go bang. It go bang. Bitch, now watch me swing.
Let's go.
OG all of my blunt. OG all of my sneakers. It's a thunderstorm in my trunk. When the music all of my speakers, it go bang.
Yo, man, OG right now, too, my nigga.
It go bang.
Don't be no pain.
OG foes on both of my toes, and I keep that OG all in my swisher to keep me high. The nigga so fly, and when I walk body, bitches take pictures. It's the mister, go guard your sister, bow guard your bitch. She blow hard like swishers. I take her to the room for blowjobs and distance. She give me more face than four dogs and whiskers. Nasty like the patent leather, I'm a black and red 11s. I'm a fucking fool. I used to skip class to go and get my J's about lunchtime. The freshest one in school. So fly, I make a woman drool and turn her pantyhose to a swimming pool. In my closet, got more OGs than my granddaddy got in his living room. Rap niggas out here stealing moves, but I'm the Grim Reaper still killing dudes. I went from kickbacks to the car show to dropping car notes on my tennis shoes. I remember when he hoe wasn't feeling dude, but now these bitches blow me like an inner tube. And your woman watch me on YouTube and always masturbate to my interview. I got that OG all of my blunt, OG all of my sneakers. It's a thunderstorm in my trunk. On the music all of my speakers, it go bang, it go bang, it go bang. Bitch, now watch me swing. I got that OG all of my blunt. OG all of my sneakers, it's a thunderstorm in my trunk. When the music all of my speakers, it go bang.
It go bang.
It go bang.
It go bang.
Bitch, now watch me swing.
Me to rock
feed the rose, so I'ma pay the cost if I see the toll. You seeing me broke, you got a better chance of trying to see a troll. I don't mean it's out and never seen a drop, but it's a rapid fail. I'ma see a stove and bring back so much cheese that my pockets gon' look like a pizza roll. Yo, hoes average, my hoes the baddest. Every chick I'm with deserve a TV roll, but I treat these hoes like dominoes. I just knock them down and get my feet a roll. I got my bopper blockers, I don't see these hoes. Two cups, I got a leader pole. He cocking when a beat drop, better fuck around and make his speakers blow. I got two cups and I'm leaning. My cup thick and my bitches too. Chop the block, then I pop the lock and I drop the top of my 62. See, right here, my niggas hit big blue. And say the Sprite for you new sippers. My crew vicious, I got so many hoes on my dick that my pants need two sippers. See, new clippers couldn't phase your boy. I'm too player, boy. I be at your crib on a lazy boy. But they get in the kitchen, drink Kool-Aid like I'm on baby. Boy, I wouldn't fuck with you if you paid me, boy. I'm a grown man and you a baby, boy. Who the fuck around? Cause I don't fuck with clowns. Let me slow it down. Well, I'm in my 96 Impala. All blue lights, screw did it. No CD players, just great taste. My dick don't fuck with no new niggas. Got two triggers, no two chains. My crew bang like gang members. Texas, man, we change lanes. We swing hard with no lane signals. These lame niggas all on my dick. Bad bitches all on my balls. I'm brain gripping when I'm in my whip. And the slap will make it say, oh my God. Every day I say, oh my job. No days off, I never take slap. I get paid to rap, but when I go to sleep, I sell merch online, so that's a pay now. Low key and stay laid back, but I lay a nigga down like a wave cap. I'm in the old school, like to ride like a boat with no tin, looking like I'm bringing slaves back. I'm a beast, ain't a nigga that contain that. Southeast on the coast, wanna claim that. So if we talk about Houston niggas hit or alive, top five on the list of where my name at, and that's three. No beef. Blindfolds with your eyes closed from a whole nother time zone. My mind gone like I just lost it last year. 250 for my polo, which you know by cashmere. I murder the track and skip bomb. My flow crazy like this young. I wake up with my cake and we never break up. No biz bond, I'm back with it. No ad living. I just eat the track like fat women in a lag chilling. Sitting on leather. My pot not a purse, so I'm sipping on yellow. I'm getting my cheddar. Chasing no skis. I'm chasing my dough till I'm breaking my knees. With ice on the watch that'll make time freeze. I'm as real as it getting. You take his IDs. I tell these hoes to hold up. Bitch, I'm about to pull up. I'm all about my bread, lettuce, and cheese like a cold cut. I swing on those who cross me. Paint look glossy like a donut. With a swisher full of that Shrek. About to roll up that Fiona. Slow up. No slowing down. If you didn't know then, better know it now. And if you're whole around, you better hang it up. So many bitches on my dick, I gotta chain it up. I do the track so dirty that I stain it up. But when they talking about the best, who they bringing up? I better make all the other nigga lame and fuck. And I came to show the game that the game is up. It's dope bees. Okay, pass that motherfucking blunt. We just getting started. I ain't even high yet, nigga. Most of these niggas that say they hungry ain't doing shit that it takes to eat. Just cause you might rap nice on the beat don't mean you ain't gotta be out in the streets. But a nigga like me ain't gon' preach. I'ma just show niggas I'm a straight go-getter. Only 5'6", but instead of no nigga. Still got more dough than a dope dealer. On the microphone, I'm a straight gorilla. Who you know iller than a kickback killer? No flow really, and I stack that Skrilla. Folks starting to call you boy the Black Mac Miller. No, I'm not a nigga, bitch. I'm that nigga with a flow so crazy you would think I wrote it. And I've been a beast since birth. My first three words is bitch, I'm on it. Go tell Cody to roll a Jody. And go tell Dina when you see her, I will beat that pussy up, just name a spot for me to meet her. And I'm cleaner than a steamer on a Stanley streamer vacuum. I guess that be the reason he ho go nuts like a bag of cashews. Don't be easy, I am that dude. Body full of tattoos and his cup got me leaning like tennis shoes on a fat dude. And the day you think about going again, D-Rise will be a bad move. Cause I promise every verse I speak gonna be the shit. Like fast food, nigga. Get it? Shit like that. Never mind. And this is Reggie Bush and Kool-Aid. Yay.
Welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show. It is December 27th. Is it? Yeah. December 27th, 2011. It's actually my last show of the year. I know I've been on hiatus for a couple weeks. Bitches be crazy like that.
Yay.
we got today's guest is really special. It's actually my band, 2011, plus plus our little homie over there, Jaren Brown.
Little homie.
Who he's been on the show before. yo, real quick, everybody introduce themselves, starting with you in the purple shirt.
My name's Abe. 2011. I do all the production.
All right. And he also plays drums and stuff live. So if you ever see him live in our band, he's not just the drummer who comes with us to shows. He's more a part of the band than you realize. What's up next?
My name is Jaron J. Brown. Okay. With Brad's girls and his mom from time to time.
All right. Next.
My name's Dallas. I'm the singer of 2011, so do a lot of singing.
Definitely. We got Trey, who's the other rapper, and Tyler. They're still on their way. You know, Trey's really never on time to anything, so.
Yeah. Man.
Call out.
Call outs. We can do call outs. But we're gonna do it. This is kind of a different Brad Gilmore show today. We're gonna actually play through our whole second album for y'all, and we're gonna break down track by track by track by track, all 12 of them.
Yep.
But first, actually, you know, a lot of people, we still get a lot of credit for our first album, which was Renewable Energy, that came out over a year ago now. It came out December 14th, 2010.
Dang.
Your birthday.
That's really crazy.
It came out on my 18th birthday, and I just celebrated my 19th birthday. Shout out to me.
Woo.
But yeah. definitely. So actually, it was kind of thanks, Jay. It was kind of the first time we all got together. Well, the first song that we recorded was "Time Goes On," which I guess a lot of people say is our signature song. Jaron, you heard that one?
Of course.
Of course. What do you think of it?
Of course. That's the song y'all performed at the Night to Remember, right?
No.
No, that's a brand new.
That's a different one.
I haven't heard this song.
Okay, all right. Well, Avery, talk about how that beat came along.
And this song, I mean, I guess this is one of the first beats that I made that kind of started to really define our sound in a way. I mean, really, I just sat down with my acoustic guitar, and I mean, really what you hear, I mean, I recorded it in 5 minutes, and yeah, what you hear is what I did first take.
Fast track.
And, all right, well, then Dallas, like, I know we all kind of brainstormed on the topic, but like, how'd you come up with the hook? This is the first hook you laid down.
Yeah,
this is like cementing yourself as the hook master and shit.
I just thought about it and like, yeah, right, yeah. All right. It's like, when I thought about it, I mean, the beat spoke to me, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, okay, time goes on. And then we all talked about what we wanted to talk about. And so,
let's get into it, bro. Were the lyrics inspired by anything that you're going through? I mean,
not
for real.
Really? I mean,
for real.
So, honestly, it wasn't like intentionally. It was just like kind of happened. Like, you know how when you write music, if you're a writer, you write music and it just happens. It doesn't like you don't really think about it. If you're really good at it, you just don't think about it.
So no, there was no relationship stuff that you're going through that
probably inspired. In the back of my head, like in the back of my mind.
Well, me. I was dating this bitch named Aaron at the time.
Ooh.
And
should we name names? That
Shit.
Was not good.
Ew.
What? This is my show.
That's what I said. Ew, like Aaron.
Oh, ew. Yeah. Nice. We can just shit on her life real quick. No, I'm joking. I'm not gonna do that.
Shit on her.
But okay. Well, this is Time Goes
that
On.
That's a great ass ad.
This is Time Goes On. This is like the first song that we all contributed to. All five of us.
I'll critique it.
You'll critique it, but like what a lot of people don't know is that 2011 was really just me, Avery, and Trey for the longest time.
True story.
Yep. And then when we played our first show, which is actually December 13th, 2009 at Numbers, Tyler was added to the group. And then literally like a couple months after that, we added Dallas. And after we come back from this song, I actually want to talk about how we added Dallas to the group and a little bit more of the history of 2011. But right now, we're going to play Time Goes On by 2011 off Renewable Energy. This is on LocalLiveHouston.com. Brad Gilmore Show. Let's get it.
Thank you.
lobby starts clapping. So don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.
And we're back here live. Brad Gilmore Show 2011 is in the building along with Jaren J. Brown. Follow him on Twitter. What's your Twitter, Jay? At Real Jaren J. Brown. Anybody else have a Twitter? At Davis Avery. At DJ Moti. at 2011, at Brad Gilmore, at Space City Record.
At Houston.
At Houston. What is that?
I don't know. We're in Houston.
At Local Live Chris, Local Live Jordan, all that Local Live Media, all that stuff. Anyway, y'all just heard Time Goes On by 2011, and then we talked about that a little bit before we came in the break. And My Car by Kirko, Dope Beezy, and Slim Thug, Dope Beezy. What do y'all think? What did y'all think of that record?
Sick. Dope.
It was dope. It was sick. Dope. Oh, Tyler, real quick, say what's up to everybody since you came in late.
What up? I came in late. I'm not the last one, though, so.
It's DJ Motai.
DJ Motai.
He's that Asian guy.
DJ Motai.
Anyway, what do y'all think about Dope Beezy? Everyone, he's been getting mad love. He's, you know, doing songs with Kirko, Slim, Killa on XXL. Don Cannon said he's next up and everything.
I think Dope Beezy is amazing. His whole flow and his whole mentality about all his music is just Houston raps to the fullest.
What do you think, Dave?
I just feel like as long as he keeps on going the way he's going now, you know, this insane pace he's going right now. I mean, he's gonna make it.
He is coming. I agree. He is coming up pretty fast.
What do you think? What do you think, Tyler?
I agree with both of them. I mean, they pretty much said it all. So.
Definitely, and you know we recently played a show with Dope Beezy about a month ago. Yep. Speak Eight with Dope Beezy. Definitely, we were headlining with Dope Beezy. Actually, he definitely shut it down. And actually, coming up the 21st of January 2011, Buckamore and Dope Beezy will all be playing together at Check Other Outfitters for the Skinny Guy movie release for their Grand Duel. I've seen it. You know, I got that sneak preview. Hive Life in the building. It's definitely going to be dope. So let's talk more about us. Because that's
okay.
I mean, I get to talk about myself all the time because this is my show, but let's talk about us as a unit. Jaren, don't go to sleep, bro. As a unit, Avery, when did you really start making beats, bro?
You forced me to start making beats when I was in 8th grade. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been playing the drums since I was about 5 or 6 years old, so I mean,
why, what made you even take drum lessons?
I don't know.
Was it your dad?
No, it wasn't. It's not like he was like, Avery, I want you to play the drums. I mean, I just always listened to so much music. I mean, it was just kind of natural that I would want to play an instrument, and drums are just really cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I played a lot of music until 8th grade, but in 8th grade I got a laptop so I could record myself making music. And then
that was that all-black Mac.
Yeah, it was my all-black Mac. But you forced me to start making beats so that you could become a rapper.
This is very true, actually.
Yeah.
You wanted... for people who don't know, I was very into hip-hop music for some reason in 8th grade. Mm-hmm. I even got one of those fake grills. You know what I mean? The ones
he tried to get me to buy one.
Heat up in the water and everything. It was bad. It was really bad.
It was so bad.
It was awful. My clothes were a little big. You know what I'm saying?
A little too big.
They were tall tees and everything in this thing.
Wow.
I know. People who are listening to me know that I'm the whitest person in the world. But I was really rocking with that for a long time.
He's wearing a blouse.
Yeah, I was wearing a blouse. But anyway, so yeah, I mean, Avery, you definitely have come a long way in your beat making.
Oh yeah, I mean, before my beats were, it was me putting together all the Apple loops that would come for free on GarageBand.
Definitely,
those were my beats. But I don't know, I knew that I wasn't actually making beats, you know.
So in today's hip hop. You know, who are your favorite producers nowadays? I know Lex Luger's way up there for you, right?
Yeah, you know oh my God.
Polo the Don?
All right. No, really. So we're going to talk about people I like?
Yeah, let's talk about people you like.
Man, lately I've gotten really into Jamie XX.
Who recently did the Take Care title track off Drake's new album.
Yes.
He plays in the XX, the band.
Yeah, I mean, that's and that wasn't even a beat for Drake. I mean,
it was just song. Something he made. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It was a remix of a Gil Scott-Heron thing, but let's see, who else? Lately, I've also started, I mean, I've always had a really big appreciation for it, but lately, as I've gotten more into, as I've started to grow as a producer, I've started to respect Kanye a lot.
As a producer, right?
Yeah. Not as a person, but as a producer.
Whoa.
Why don't you respect him as a person? Why don't you respect him as a person? What did Kanye ever do to you?
Nothing. All right, back to producing.
You think he's just a jerk off?
I think Kanye's an awesome person.
Yeah,
awesome
Dallas,
person?
Dallas yes. thinks he's a great person.
Why do you think so, Dallas?
Because Kanye can do whatever the fuck he wants to do and
this is
get
true.
Away
it's
with
Kanye
it.
West.
Like, wasn't he like the most influential person?
He was voted Time Magazine most influential person.
Okay, so and that's not is that not awesome?
That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
I mean,
I wish I could be.
I mean, but he's a dick face. Let's be honest.
He's
like,
a dick face,
yeah,
but
he's
a dick face who's the most influential person in the world.
I mean, he was ranked above Barack Obama.
Yeah.
And Michelle Obama.
Damn.
And Oprah.
Yeah.
Damn.
So I mean, those are like
that's
the black leaders of America.
That's pretty
awesome. Like, yeah. For real, for real. But no, but Avery, back to your producing.
So back to influences.
Yeah.
Definitely a lot from Ratatat.
Ratatat, on my dum dum drum.
Not exactly, but yes, Ratatat. I just love how they incorporate a lot of different stuff into their production. And more so than
like,
just
like,
hip hop.
Let me ask you this, then.
Yep.
Like, there's regions of rap. Obviously, there's the South, there's Midwest, East Coast, West Coast.
Yes.
What coastal region or what region influences you the most? I know you're Southern. I mean, you're from the South. Obviously, we're here in Houston, localizedhouston.com.
Yes, we are.
But like, what? I mean, your style wouldn't be described as Houston.
None. I definitely
say
that.
In the traditional
sense
of the word.
I don't really have a Houston sound.
So what coastal region or what area of America inspires you the most? No, you've never been asked that before, I know.
I haven't. And, you know,
first time.
If I were to give you an answer, it'd probably be pretty biased. So why don't you tell me what you think?
I don't really. What do you think, Dal?
I mean, I don't know. Like, your beats are, like, really just kind of, like, mellow. But they can get, like, hardcore if you make them. So I'm thinking more, dang, I don't even know.
What do you think, Ty? What do you think?
I think he's, Avery is actually really talented because I haven't heard anything.
He's in that region. He's in the talented region.
Yes. He's in the talented region.
Talented region.
Oh,
heaven.
Wow.
Heaven.
Heaven. Does your beats sound like heaven?
No.
Is that where?
No.
That's just what I took from that. Thanks.
All right. Well, I mean, do you like hyphy music? Do you like the Bay? You fucks with the Bay?
I mean, I respect it.
Uh-huh.
It's not really something I consider an influence at all.
I mean, like, I know on you're a fan of Take Care, right?
Yeah.
You're a fan of the production?
Yes, I was.
I know Drake had a hyphy track.
Yes, he did.
He had the motto.
He definitely, yes. That's actually my, that's my ringtone for whenever y'all call.
Who?
For whenever 2011 calls.
It's the motto?
It's the motto.
Tato motto?
No, just the motto.
The motto, motto. Jaren.
Motto, motto.
Jaren, let me ask you a question real quick, bro. Do you like hyphy music?
Of course. Ghost Ride the Whip.
Mr. Fab.
Taking it back.
But to answer your question, his beats are more Midwest beats.
Like that Kanye West type? J. Cole?
Because his beats are mellow, but at the same time, they can bring that hard-hitting punch in them. And that's what most Midwest beats are like.
I mean, definitely. I mean, you have a nice, you know, array of beats, you know?
Yeah, he has a nice, like your variety, like you're very, like you have a lot of variety to you, like your beat. So you can do from East Coast to West Coast, to from Southern Girls, Coast. You can do all kinds of beats.
Yeah, I try to kind of like, you know, just have a pretty universal sound. It's not something I don't want something that's only going to appeal to people down here in Houston. You know, I want it to be universal. Like, yeah, I may have a song that sounds like it's from, you know,
he wants a song from like Jupiter.
Yes.
Yeah.
He wants people on Jupiter to be like,
I want people.
I can
yes.
Fuck with that.
Exactly.
All right. All right. Cool. Well, actually, I want to get into this is a 2011 song of sorts, but it's actually, you know, for those who don't know and who were whack 10 days ago, 2011 teamed up with Dirty Money.
Woo woo.
We got a Dirty Money representative in here. YD. Say what's up.
YDOE.
Don't forget the dollar sign in this bitch. But no, we teamed up with them for the Dirty 11 Part 2 party. What'd y'all think of the party? We all attended.
That was,
obviously.
Party was fun.
It was fun?
It was quite successful.
What was so fun about the party, Dal?
I don't even remember.
That's a good thing.
You don't remember the night?
That was just fun. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing, by the way.
I mean, by the way, though, you know who killed Avery? I got to give you your credit on the bartending skills.
Oh, thank you.
You definitely tacoed that.
That's that.
No,
that's
hold
that
on.
Coffee,
hold on. No
coffee shop.
Bigger props go to Tyler.
That's what I was about to say.
He was killing it all night.
Tyler did the DJ and like crazy hardcore. Drop that Meek Mill. The Meek Mills and then Rick Ross. Crazy. Let's talk about your DJing for a minute, Tyler. How'd you get into DJing?
Man, 2007, January, I got this little, I don't know what it's called, but it's like a little beat making thing. It was actually like more of a techno thing that I started with, you know, because I'm Asian.
Asian persuasion. Exactly.
As I, you know, I was, you know, listening to underground hip hop from, you know, Cali, you know, all over the U.S.
Yeah.
Like that hyphy stuff you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, dude, for the Bay.
Yeah. And, I mean, I didn't really, I guess, put my name out there until a couple years later, of course, when I met you guys.
Yeah.
High school.
Piano class. We actually met.
No. It was a cypher.
Oh, yeah. We did meet at a cypher.
That
was awful. It was an awful cypher. It was a former 2011.
It's on YouTube if you want to check it out.
It's a former 2011 member named Fuse. Battling.
I'm not even joking.
Battling.
Don't do that to him. Don't.
Yeah, battling the guy who's now known as Stocks, who was on the show a couple weeks ago.
Dang,
it was a throwback. It was a throwback, bro. We talk about real shit. This is the Brad Gilmore Show. I do whatever I want to. Obey, like what your hat say.
Don't go look at the video.
Anyway.
Don't go find.
Anyway.
That video.
Anyway. Keep going, Tyler.
I mean.
All right.
That's pretty much it.
we'll dive more into that.
Yeah.
But right now, like I was saying, Dirty 11, if you could pass the mic to Jaren right quick. This
YDOE over you and your girl.
but Diego and your daughter. But anyway, we were working on the Dirty 11, and we decided we wanted to do a mixtape for it. It was going to be called the, you know, Tato mixtape, T-U-Y-D-O-E. And we did Drake's motto, right, Jaren?
Correct.
How'd that come about, bro? Talk about that.
Well, I mean, that came about, obviously, because Bradley Gilmore texted me randomly. And, I mean, he asked me, did I want to do any tracks? And I was like, yeah. You said, should we do which? That was the hottest track out at that point.
It was.
I'm not going to lie. And
I mean, because when that leaked, bro, I was all over that thing. Like, oh, my God. When I heard the motto, remember I played it for Avery and Trey like 4 times in a row. Like, I was in love with that song.
He really was.
And then I remember just texting you, be like, yo, you want to do the motto? And you were like, okay. You're like, I'm about that life.
Always down.
So anyway, this is, we're actually going to get into this.
Have y'all seen the video?
Oh, yeah, we'll play the chops. We're going to play both versions. But, The first version is the regular. Oh, yeah, the video. You want to talk about the motto video? Has anybody seen it?
That video is sick.
You like it? I didn't really like it.
I liked it. I don't know. I just like it wasn't too crazy.
I don't know if any of y'all know, but in the beginning, that's Mac Dre's mother. In the beginning, the woman that talks.
Oh, yeah.
That's Mac Dre's mother. In the beginning where she's talking, she's like, Dre, be happy to see me. Yeah. That's his mother.
Why was Tyga on the song in the video?
Yeah, I don't know.
He was completely unnecessary.
I mean, he's from the West.
So?
He's from that area.
He sucks balls at rapping.
Come on now.
Like, why was he on there?
Don't lie. You're all about that Rack City life.
No, I'm about that Rad City bitch, Brad. No. But no, anyway, but like, for real. Stop. Hey, Jen. So anyway, I want to get. Okay, we've been like straying off subject enough. We're gonna actually get to this. This is the Tato motto. It's me as Brad Gilmore, BG, Brad James, and Jaren J Brown. Is that your rap name?
Correct.
Not right. Premium J. That sounded like a really classy, like kind of sexual.
Premium J was my. That was my DJ name when I was DJ.
Like, I know there are HJs, BJs, and Premium J's. That's if you really only pay the top dollar, you can get the Premium J.
Premium. If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
If you have to ask, you can't afford it. Anyway, all right. This is the Tato motto. Localized Houston, Brad Gilmore Show. Dirty 11 in this bitch. What up?
Only one thing, it is the law. Got a lot of holes, playing like a toy store. Got 9 or 11.
know what it be. It's a new model with that VRP. Just chill back and we eat like Lottie Dottie. What does VRP mean? It's a grubbing party and we back. Get me back with the swag, get the swag. Get Jay, it's okay. You know I can get it there. But I'ma chill back, let you have your shine. See, swine ain't ready for the about to go down. It's me, it's you, it's us. We here, 2011, it's this time, baby. This is all year, no, literally. This is our year, I'm a jack of all trades and I conquer all fears. If you wanna put up, you already know the truth. Let me get the money, this is for me, let me play that with you.
YD Dream Team and I'm a logic one. Big money, big business, Viacom. See a bunch of yoke dumb, get a riot on. And I don't mean to switch it up to a violent song. But G got the 4-5 with the silence on. So if we see these actors, we get they silent down. Never fit it in like a telephone. YD and T, he wants to smash the stone. The girl with pipes on my saxophone. But she blows strong, all the mean talking, I was wrong. Faded in the party, because I was strong. Amazon, we get these flowers down. Pound sign, NTT, YD, parentheses, remix, they hit my job. Yeah, I'm in the job. Can't walk on dumb like I'm killing shit. Put me on the dress to beat and yeah, I'm killing it. And I wait for the mixing, it's a killer list. And I stay in here, not I'm on some dinner shit. And the duck sipping goose, I'm on some chicken shit. Cause I don't fuck with ass like I'm on my tennis shit. Pound sign, got me, and yes, boy. And we all the trench shit.
Lots of hoes, lots of weed, lots of liquor, lots of bitches.
Dirty Diego, by the way.
Fuego, Marco, DeMarco, YDO.
As long as she has dark skin. She could be from anywhere. I don't even care from she.
see, basically from A to Z, thorough goods and A's and C's.
Yeah, so like ABC, basically from A to Z, let me see your A's and C's.
And we're back here, Brad Gilmore Show. We just played a. What was that? That wasn't even cool. It was just super weird. Don't do that. Like seriously, don't do that. Anyway, we played an array of songs. We played Rico Jones, Dark Skin. What do you think? Y'all like Dark Skin girls?
It don't matter the color.
Live or the studio version?
Bro, I mean the actual thing.
Actual
the
girls.
The girls.
Like actual
I thought
females.
About the song.
About the song.
Oops.
I mean, to me, I mean, black, white, brown, it don't matter the pigment.
Yeah.
If the girl looks good, then the girl, she could get it.
You know it doesn't matter to me, but I prefer a white-skinned.
A white-skinned.
So you're saying you like white girls more than black girls?
Don't get in trouble.
I mean,
Jaren.
Because if that's true, I'm with
don't
you on that.
Don't get in trouble,
Jaren. No, I'm joking.
Is it?
I love all women.
Yes,
Jaren.
It doesn't matter.
Jaren, we saw mighty good looking girls last night.
Too many of them.
There were a lot. We were at the Drake last night for the Offbeat Records red carpet affair.
Yes, sir.
Put on by the Clever Group.
The Clever Group and Offbeat Records.
Yeah, Trey Poindexter, Morgan Poindexter. Shout out Blake Campbell. We got in that thing for free, too.
Most def.
I mean, we should have. We do work. I mean, it was a fun party. There were a lot of good-looking women. For about 2 hours, I was the only white guy there.
He was able to get away with everything because of his color.
I made a whole meal. And, like, I was in a circle of bad bitches, and I made a whole meal.
He was cooking.
Yeah.
Cooking days.
I made a whole meal at the Drake. It was very fun. But I mean, there were some dark skinned girls. There were some light skin. There were some white skin.
There were some ducks.
I thought you were the only white person.
No, I was the only white guy.
Oh,
let me correct
that.
I was the only white guy.
Okay.
There were a few. There were like five or six white.
Couple
girls.
Of Aflacs.
Yeah, those are white people.
No, those are ducks.
Oh, ducks. Yeah, there were a lot of ducks.
Those are ducks.
There were a lot of ducks. But it was fun. It was a fun party. It was definitely a fun party. But getting back into this. Dallas.
Back to us.
Dallas Jones.
Yes.
Dallas Jones. What's up, man?
What's good?
I haven't seen you in a minute, bro.
Yeah, I've been off the map for
what you,
a while.
What you been up to? Oh, hey, we saw your coworker last night.
Where?
At
who?
Detroit.
I mean, who?
Morgan.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. If only
yeah.
I could see this guy smile right now.
Cool. Enough about Morgan.
I'm about that life. Anyway,
She was at the Drake?
She was. She was with a friend.
She knows
this girl?
No.
Do you know this girl?
What's her name?
I don't know.
No, she was looking good, though.
Do you know that the girl who works at Trey's job is her friend?
Whose friend?
Morgan's friend.
The Taylor girl?
Yes.
No. Last night.
Oh, my God.
It was just like, it was just one group of girls, and it was like, she's fine. Damn, she's fine. Because, you know, usually you see
there's
a group of girls
see, like,
and it's just like
one bad bitch and then like,
she
all right.
A bunch
she
of ducks.
Ugly and she just fat and disgusting.
But no, yeah. It was on.
Yeah, they're friends and like.
This is weird. We don't need to talk about this on air. Back to 2011.
Yeah.
Back to 2011. I mean, we just released August 14th, 2011. We released our second album together.
Yep.
The 2011 LP, as I like to call it. I mean, it was definitely a different sound for us, I would say.
Very much so.
I mean, that was really based upon what Avery's production. What were you feeling? Were you just sad then, Avery? Were you just like not in a good mood every day?
I don't think it was like I was just. It wasn't a bad mood. Like, it was just more
some
like
deep
a,
stuff. I don't know. Like
he just wanted to go completely left field.
Look. Anybody who's listening, our first album, you heard "Time Goes On." That's the it's a happy feeling song. You know what I mean? It might be saying "chunk deuces" to your old girl, but like it's a very happy feeling song. And this album, like our run of our singles was "Lost My Smile." Like yeah. We went from super happy to like
damn, sad puppy in this bitch.
I don't know. Yeah. I guess I was just.
I mean, what were you feeling? What were you thinking? You're on, bro.
I think one of the things is I felt like we had a childish image.
Yeah. Oh.
And I was kind of trying to get away from that a little bit.
But you know that's where Bow Wow messed up.
Okay.
We're not Bow Wow.
We didn't pull a Bow Wow.
I'm just saying.
Okay. But I don't know. I guess cool. I just got very
a little Bow Wow.
Serious.
Uh-huh.
And I think as far as my production went, I grew a lot. And that's, the music ended up sounding more serious. But that's just because I felt like my abilities as a producer, changed.
Is the Lost My Smile record the record with
Julia.
Julia.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I mean, definitely Dallas. Us being the songwriters, Trey's still on his way here. He's late all the time. But us being the songwriters of the group, what were you going through at the time? Like, what were you thinking?
Of the whole...
Because, we started...
LP, the whole LP or just,
yeah,
like,
we
that
started,
song?
No, like, the whole LP. Because, like, we started, like, in June.
Yeah.
For y'all that don't know, we literally recorded this album in two months.
It felt like 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. We didn't 808 and heartbreak it. Like, it was two months.
No, it was a lot better than that.
All right, we'll get back to that. Because Jaren just gave you the Jaren face.
Yeah, I know he did, but I'm
we'll talk about Kanye. We always talk about Kanye.
Strongly opinionated.
All right, anyway, but like, what were you going through at the time?
I mean, it wasn't like...
How was your life?
My life is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It's just
mine
whatever.
Was too. Okay. It was y'all just, think I was depressed.
It wasn't like you were depressed.
I really wasn't. It didn't sound serious.
Like you just serious, but like, that didn't have to do... Like, whatever beat you brought to us, it was like, okay, what does this sound like? What do we feel when we listen to this beat or whatever? And that's how we wrote, like, this music. Like, we never just, like, oh, well, we did have concepts about it. Like, before we even had the beat, like, we want a song like this.
There was that.
But, like, when we got the beat, it's like, it all changes. It was like, oh, okay, well, yeah, well, this sounds like this. Why don't we do something like this?
Yeah, I mean, what'd you think, Tyler? Like, through the production-wise, like, did you think it was dramatically changed?
From the first to the second? Yes, yeah. It was like all, slower songs.
I mean, really, sound wise, it was day and night.
Yeah, I felt like it was a healthy change, though.
I'm not saying it was a bad change at all.
Yeah, I mean, it was something I feel like we needed to do as a group to grow.
Yeah.
I feel like now we've kind of hit both ends of the spectrum as far as.
I mean, we definitely
gain
a lot of
moods
respect.
And
yeah.
Sounds go. And we did gain a lot. Our fan base expanded.
We got some dudes as fans. I'm not mad about that. For this second album, which is good.
I actually felt like as a group, just from the first one to the second one, we've grown a lot too. Because like in the first one, the rapping was like good, but like this on the second one, like the rapping got like really like serious, and like y'all started doing more like different flows, different things.
Yeah. Start talking about some different type. Like, I feel like the first album was very positive and like, oh, I want to make it now, And the second album was like, trick, I got money. in a way. Not in the ghetto sense of the word.
No.
No.
I don't think it was really like that. But like,
I mean, we did have an in-between record. Y'all forget. We had a song in between.
But that wasn't on the album. We're not talking about that.
No, we're going to talk about that song.
Are we going to play it?
We're going to play it.
All
right. We had a song that came in between those two. It was called Live G.
Whoop. That is what it's called.
I mean, it was a concept. I remember calling Avery on the phone one day. I was about to head over to your house, and I was just like, yo. Because we did a song with Fat Tony on our first album. Shout out Fat Tony.
Shout outs
to Fat Tony. Where is he at?
Or is he at? Between the A and the T.
I'd say the same thing.
Where art thou? How has he been doing?
I haven't heard
anything about that.
We saw Tony at Speak.
Yeah, that is true.
He was in the back with ADD. Mm. Shout out ADD too. And Lisa, if you're listening. But, so we did Live G. We sampled Tony's last phrase on there. And we did that in June. That was actually for the first Dirty 11 party. And then as we got closer to the second one, we were like, man, this shit needs to be updated. So this raggedy dude sitting on the couch right here, we threw him on the song.
Raggedy Ann.
This pink pants wearing salmon skin dude right over here.
Marijuana socks.
His socks. Yeah, he's got some marijuana leaves on his socks.
Dress shoes.
And some dress shoes. Oh, man, we partied. Last night, he let the party get the best of him. Like, I'm not even going to lie. He let the party get the best of him. But we added him. So this is actually the Live G remix, Dirty 11. I'm going to play this real quick. And then when we get back, we're going to talk more about the album and actually start breaking it down, starting with Betty White. So here it is, Live G remix, 2011 featuring Jaren J. Brown.
I might be a Live G. I might be a Live G. I might be. A Live G. I might be. A Live G. I might be.
Bitch, I get money. Bitch, I get money. Bitch, so I do what I please. Bitch, money's do what I please. Bitch, I get money. Bitch, I get money. Bitch, so I do what I please. Bitch, money's do what I please.
You standing around for? Get your body on the floor. Bend it down, touch the ground. I don't want your face to show.
Bitch, I get money, bitch, I get money, bitch, it's so I do what I please. Bitch, money's do what I please. Bitch, I get money, bitch, I get money, bitch, it's so I do what I please. Bitch, money's do what I please. I get money, bitch, so I do what I please. Bitch, money's do what I please. Bitch, I get money, bitch, I get money, bitch, it's so I do what I please. Bitch, money's do what I please. Bitch, I get money, bitch, so I do what I please. Bitch, money's do what I please. Bitch, I get money, bitch, so I do what I please. Bitch, money's do what I please. Bitch, I get money.
And we're back on the Brad Gilmore Show.
Yo, yo, yo.
We're live with 2011. Why? Hey, Dallas.
Hey, what's up?
I'm glad you're here. You just heard Live G Remix featuring Jaren J. Brown from... Is it the full name? Or is it just Jaren Brown? Or
you have to ask that every time you get back from...
Jaren J. Brown.
Jaren J. Brown. Follow him on Twitter, Real Jaren J. Brown. I'm just going to keep hyping you up. Anyway, LacedInLames.com. Go to that, by the way. I'm on there. Just go visit.
So am I.
So is Tyler.
So is Dirty Love.
Yeah, so is Dirty Love.
So is Party.
So is Brad Gilmore Show. Anyway, but no, we want to get back in the 2011 LP, which we released again
2011
on
2011 LP.
We released that, you know, August 14th. Like, we really, we did the album, like, I mean, it felt like we did it a long time, though.
It was, like, drawn out. Everything was, like, we slacked off, for like, a good minute.
For about 6 months.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. We got it done, though.
Yeah. It was very good.
It was very good.
It wasn't a shitty.
I mean, Houston Press even said it was several notches better than our first album.
I could agree with that on some.
They did.
That's cool. At a certain degree.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely nice. Definitely different. So I want to get into the first two songs, I guess. Which is the intro and Betty White.
The intro is a song.
The
intro is a song. It's on our album, Tyler.
The intro, the part's like...
The intro was on the album?
Yeah, the intro was on the...
What?
The
trippy part, you know?
You mean I just didn't... It just wasn't, like, there? No, yeah, it was on the album.
No, I know it was there.
The intro...
I mean, it's a song.
Okay. The intro was kind of, like, really, really trippy.
It was cool. It was cool.
It was tight.
It was definitely tight. That was made by Avery, all by himself.
Yeah.
Anyway,
was that your voice, Avery?
That was my voice.
Oh, that's
it's like
cool.
The only, like, I get to say something on the album. I'm going to make sure that I say stuff. I'm going to make sure I say stuff in every intro. Able. And that's the only thing I say.
You should make
like subliminal messages. I'm going to put stuff like backwards.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Then people are going to think we're in the Illuminati.
And they're going to be like, 2011, the new Satanist group.
No, I'm just going to say like, Avery is
Houston,
really
Texas.
Cool. I'm just going to
no,
say stuff like
do
that,
that
like
please
backwards,
don't.
And it's going to sound crazy.
I mean, we did. He did. Avery was on and they all clapped.
I know, so, I know.
And they all clap.
Money, 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 money.
That was me.
You. That was me.
Money, money, money.
But no, let's talk about Betty White. Let's talk about how that song came about. I mean,
Betty
it was pretty
White.
Much... It was, Avery, what went into that beat?
Actually, okay, so I remember we made a few songs on the album, and I guess the way they were sounding was... I mean, they were just not... I don't know. There's something about them. They weren't intense. And we were working on... We were at my house working on stuff, and... You told me, you were like, Avery, we need something that's just harder. And so actually that's what
pause.
The, yeah. But
super pause, actually.
That was a really big pause. But so like that's actually what the logic file is called. It's called the harder. I opened up a new one and named it harder and
pause times three.
Yes. That oh my god, this is so gay right now. But,
hey, not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, I mean, I'm having so much fun. I'm just really happy right now. But, like... I'm serious, dude. No, I'm serious.
Oh, shit. Wow. All right, let's go. Come on.
But,
You really did that.
Game means happy.
Keep going.
Yeah, but, I don't know. I just started... I really started messing around with drum sounds, and then I found this... It's just really a really basic kick drum, and I just built the rest of the beat around the kick drum, really. And, yeah, you'll hear it.
I want to talk about Trey and I's verses real quick.
Yeah, you'll hear that too.
Pretty much, Trey and I's verses were... I hate to say this, but we had two other songs that we did, but they were never released. That one was with... I'm not going to say who they were with, but we had two songs that weren't released, and we were
don't
just like...
Say.
We were just like, let's just use our verses from there, because they're super dope verses, and I think they fit the song well. And I actually kind of want to talk about where the name Betty White came from. I'm going to tell a quick anecdote for all you... For all you people listening out there, Betty White came out. I mean, me and Trey did the song. We recorded the whole song, and it didn't have a name for it. And we were thinking of really, you know, those really whack and corny names, like To the Extreme,
yeah,
and like
yeah.
Balling to the Maximum,
oh, yeah.
But those are just really bad names.
Yeah.
Like To the Extreme, I think was the name of Vanilla Ice's first album. So we definitely could not have done that.
Only you would know that.
Hey! Not too much of my white rappers. Are you saying Ice Ice Baby didn't go hard? Be honest.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Did it not, Jaren?
I don't think it did.
Vanilla Ice is the man.
Thank you.
I like that
I
record.
Mean,
I'm not a huge Vanilla Ice fan at all, but I like Ice Ice Baby. He kind of wrecked it. I'm not even gonna lie.
Like I remember in third grade, like at lunch in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
You knew all the words that in third grade.
I knew all the words that in first grade.
Oh, sorry. You didn't even listen to music then.
I know.
But you knew all the words to Ice Ice Baby.
Yes.
And I just knew that – and all I knew – because I was obsessed with, like, VH1. So all I knew was that that's the song that he, like
– stole from
Yeah,
Queen.
Exactly. So, like, I didn't know anything about it. All I knew is I was like, oh, that's that song?
Anyway, we're off topic. Betty White. So we were sitting – me and Trey were sitting at the tea house over there on Shepherd and Westheimer just trying to figure out a name for this song. And I remember watching VH1 Classic, Avery. I actually remember watching VH1 Classic, and I was watching That Metal Show. And Ace Frehley was the guest on that week. Ace Frehley is, you know, the star child. He was the lead guitarist for Kiss, the original lineup.
Jesus!
And
Chevy Flavor.
I like Dallas's ad-libs. Like, he really kills him with these ad-libs. But anyway, so we were talking. He was talking about his book that he had coming out. And one of the chapters is going to party with Betty White. And pretty much what he said was Betty White was his code name for cocaine. So anytime he went to the party, he would call up somebody. He's like, hey, I'm going to a party. Bring Betty White with you. And that was like the code word, bring the cocaine so we can have a nice time, you know, because this is like, what, late 70s?
We all do cocaine in 2011.
No. But the reason the reason I said that was because Trey has a line on the song, which y'all were here, where he says, hottest thing since Coke, so go ahead and snort it. And that was where that came from. So we're going to actually play the intro and Betty White off the 2011 LP. We got 2011 here on the Brad Gilmore Show. And Dallas can't get under pressure out of his head. But here it goes. This is intro on Betty White, 2011, Brad Gilmore Show, localhouston.com.
Pressure.
Life's amazing, all comes quick. Cause we're coming in the wind. Yeah, the
Yeah. And we're back here on the Brad Gilmore
Blast
Show.
Off.
Blast off, y'all.
Space City.
That's a throwback.
Spectrum
Yo,
this is actually
a Spectrum Radio reunion right now. For those of you who don't know, we had a short-lived 2011 had a short-lived radio show.
Oh yeah,
we tried.
Where's Pinnell? I want to talk to him about this.
I thought it was pretty good, actually.
It was pretty good until that one day.
It was
just that one day.
It was pretty good until Dirty Money showed up.
Yeah, they killed it for us.
Yeah.
Marcus,
we'll tell you at the break, bro. We'll tell you at the break. This is about our hour.
Marcus took the mic.
This is yeah. They thought that they were hosts on the show for some reason. I love y'all though, bros, but
yeah.
That was our fucking show. but y'all heard Betty White. The next song actually on our album was the first single that we did.
It's 11/11?
Was 11/11.
Oh.
11/11.
Why don't we talk about that, Avery? Talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, this is one that I did not intend on being a 2011 song. I'm not saying that I'm like mad, but yeah. You know.
How'd you come up with this?
This is just me just layering a bunch of guitar tracks on top of each other one night when I was bored. I just randomly played it for someone in the group.
Yeah,
it was me and Dallas.
Yeah.
At my grandma's house.
Yeah, and Dallas, he started singing over it, and I was like, huh.
I remember actually the night that we recorded Live G,
mm-hmm.
Dallas was like, let me just record something.
Yes. Yeah.
And
he recorded that first verse that you hear.
Do you mind me telling the people about how you did that verse?
Yeah, it don't matter.
He freestyled it, like straight up. He just freestyled the entire first verse.
And it's the same verse that's in the final song.
Yeah. We recorded a couple times, but like it was pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
Dallas, what was your Dallas Jones, what was your inspiration for like, you know, I mean obviously like you kinda, you know, freed the verse, but like what was your inspiration for the song?
Actually I think we came up with the concept of like the we tried to do the 11/11.
Yeah,
like,
we had a different
11/11 and I'm still up. And I got stars. Yeah, that song was kinda whack. But I mean
actually it wasn't whack.
Yeah, it was.
I thought it was cool. No, anyway.
I didn't like it. And then we just thought, because we went to do that same kind of like concept, and then like when I heard the beat, I was like, well, we can actually do this. And I was like, just start thinking of stuff to say, and I was like, you know, let me just freestyle something.
Well, yeah, it was a couple things. I remember, like, Trey, for some reason, he was obsessed with the time 11/11 for some reason.
Because
Trey
just got, always makes
he's like, oh, my God, it's 11/11, make a wish.
At 11/11,
he always everybody make does. A wish. Make a wish. Okay.
I don't know if that's okay or not.
That's okay.
I guess.
Okay.
I mean, it's not weird. I guess it is weird. What do you think, Tyler?
I think it's kind of weird.
I do it.
Tyler does it.
I mean, when I catch it, I'm like, oh, I don't just wait.
If I catch it,
11/10.
If I catch it, I'm not going to be like, oh,
yeah, I'm not going to stare at my, like, whenever I wait till 11 o'clock, like, stare at my phone until it's 11/11.
Yeah, no, if I catch it, then.
Yeah, like, oh, okay. But yeah, like, I was just thinking about just random stuff to say, and then, like, because if you think about it, what I said doesn't make, it makes sense, but it doesn't make sense, like, fully. Like in the verse,
yeah,
it just some random stuff like added in together, but it came to be whatever.
It came out really good.
It just was like
everybody was really like it, because I remember I woke up from like 4 phone calls from y'all because I was way asleep. I don't know what happened, but I was like dead asleep, and
I was way asleep.
Always are.
Real asleep.
Anyway,
but yeah, what were you saying?
But no, I remember Trey calling you. He was like, "Hey, wake your ass up and come over to Avery's house. We're recording our first single."
Oh, yeah.
It was like, okay. And I remember we went over there, we did it, shot a promo video for it, And
that was the same day, right?
Yeah, and actually, you know what I actually want to do? We could actually even play the interview that we did with Big Ram on Optimo Radio for the song.
If you
should we go ahead and do that?
If you must.
Do that. It's your
I actually kind of like would like that
when
idea.
When I was in the car?
Yeah, we were all in the car. I actually have this. So we're actually going to actually play that. Actually, but let's keep talking about the song.
Yeah.
Why did we decide to make it our first single?
Because it was a beast ass song. Like it came out.
Not gonna lie,
we only had like 3 songs recorded by that
time. Yeah,
it was the best.
It was one of yeah, exactly. It was the best of the few that we had, and we're like,
people like
might as well. And we really needed to release a song. I mean, we hyped up this album. It was just all talk as of then. We had to release something.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. We were on that part. So actually, right now, what we're going to do is we're going to play the 11/11 interview with Big Ram,
the premiere
from this is the premiere of the
online
song.
It was the online radio premiere.
Yeah, and then we released the official song. I think the next day or something like that.
I think it was right after
something like that.
Yeah. So here it is. This is 2011 with Big Ram, and then we're going to go into 11/11 here at Local Live Houston. Brad Gilmore Show.
Booyah!
What? Y'all ain't heard him, y'all need to know the name, man. Talking about 2011, man. What's going on with y'all, man? Hell yeah, man. 2011, man, is a hot young group, man, out of Houston, Texas, man. I'm not going to sit here and introduce y'all too much. One of y'all want to kick it off, kind of let everybody know y'all names, what y'all's contribution to the group is.
What's up? Well, I'm Trey, and I'm one of the vocalists. I'm down in front of the vocalists. I'm
Brad, another one of the vocalists. I'm Tyler, the DJ. That's dope, man. So y'all got it all two in one solid machine of just music making madness, huh?
Yeah, man. We've been
3 or 4
years now.
That's real, man. So y'all been doing this for 3 or 4 years. How did y'all link up?
Well, I mean, it kind of started with me riding a freshman year. And in the past year and a half, we added Dallas and Fox to the group. And I mean, it's been the 5 of us. Kind of just been a sound that, like, we don't want to go away from it. Something that's unique and just ours. You know, that's really definitely true.
That's real, man. That is definitely true, man. We just listened to a couple of y'all's songs off of Renewable Energy, which was y'all's first album. You want to tell people about that CD?
Renewable Energy was just like the first project that we worked on. And we were able to this is our first album together. This lineup.
It's always nice to get yourself a little pat on the back, man. And y'all have been doing big things, man. I heard through the grapevine that y'all were down at Herman Park or something with the Bum B. Y'all repping H-Town to the fullest. That's real, man. And what I really like about y'all's music, man, God, I appreciate it. It's not too often, you know, me, I'm an old school kind of cat, man. I've been jamming a lot of these OGs in the game, man. But I really like y'all's sound, man.
is fresh. You know what I'm saying? Y'all fresh out of high school, man. But y'all still got these positive lyrics and stuff. What goes into making a song for y'all? I mean, because y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all are different from the current genre, you know what I mean? But what's popular, man? What separates y'all from them?
Well, basically, the whole songwriting process is like, I'll make a beat, and I don't really go into it thinking about like an idea or anything. I just make something that I think sounds good. And, you know, basically, I just send it to the rest of the guys. That's when I start coming up with concepts, writing lyrics. Yeah, I mean, like, we get together, it's kind of, it feels like our home. Like, we go to Andrew's house, we got to know that's where we record it. And we literally sit on this couch, and Dallas will, like, start humming. And that's kind of how it starts, and that's, like, how we get the melody for the chords. Like, it'll be, like, a random humming, and we'll just start singing out, like, random stuff. And before we know it, like, literally within, like, a 15-minute span, we'll end up with, like, a chord part song. And, like, from there, me and Brad write our verse, and it's usually in the moment. We try to finish the song, like, right there. So I feel like music is best, like, when you're doing it in the moment. It's never good when you have to, like, go home and think about it, and you come back and do it. Like, the best music made when you're doing it, like, right there, right there, in the breath.
Off the top, man, you ain't lying about that, man. That is the truth. When you can put too much thought into it, you just gotta let it flow, man. And that's real music.
Real, real.
I dig that, man. So y'all got big things. So y'all got any more plans for the summertime? Y'all got anything coming up? Talking about, man, that 2011, man, that's what it is, man.
sisters and the bitches, man. So y'all chicks, y'all out there, man, y'all need to check these boys out. And I like what y'all said, though, on the real, though. You know what I'm saying? You got to feel yourself. You got to love yourself. That's a key to life. You know what I'm saying? You really, truly have to love yourself. It can't be a facade and like a fake, oh, I'm so cool, man. You really have to feel yourself for real and be out there and just be you. And that's the key to life. So many people out there trying to be fake and not knowing who they are, you know what I mean? And y'all out there, you know, doing that. So that was real what y'all said, man, because nobody caught that, man. That's a real way of thinking. That's what we're about around this bitch. I think that, man. Well, hey, we're here for a really important reason. We ain't even really touched to the people yet. What's going down tonight, man? So it is about to be 11-11, man, so we're going to hit them with something real special. What y'all got cooking tonight, man? Shout outs y'all want to give to any of y'all people before we get out of here and hit them with this song, man. Shout out to that boy Chris Crump, man. Well, let's go and hit him with it, man. Y'all gonna be hearing a lot more 2011 on Optimo Radio real soon. Y'all can catch him in the mix every single day. Y'all tell y'all friends, tell your mamas, tell your aunties, your cousins, your baby mamas, your future baby mamas, all of them, man. Fuck with 2011. It's really going down, man.
Just wake up in the morning and say, oh.
your eyes, that's me, you dreaming. I'm just trying to get the whole world fiending. With a sound that's gonna be at parties on the weekend. I kind of feel like my life is an adrenaline rush. But if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. But it's 11:11 and I'm awake. Guess God's just trying to test my faith. But what more can I wish for? Cause since the age of 4, I went through the world tours and I'm gone. I've been in my zone since the last song. But taps cause I can't afford a metronome. It's crazy the things that I envision. I'm just hoping that the people stay listening. I got a site with big lights in my life. But for now, I'm just stuck writing songs in my kitchen. See, this is history in the making. And there's a funeral at every wake scene. So wake up, don't let this one die. Turn your radios up and let your hips do the shaking. We're making hits while the people in the slumber. Cause we gotta make it big this summer. But until then, this is our dream team. Crowds waiting, time for another number. That's when I feel the closest to my dreams is what I see. I need a little focus. We the dopest. Y'all know this. All the girls gon' download this. Cause we got that magic. Hocus pocus. Killing the game. Burn them low. Still the same. And that ball of motion. Never slowing out of that purple potion. Push, keep pushing me. Coast and coast. And stars in the sky. Glowing, blowing. Up, up, luck. It was never enough. Cause we got two buffs. Stretched out like a tattoo. We was. What was up? Did anything that we had to. Every day I live out loud. Every pain that I make, my family proud. Every time I run, songs come out. Every ball that I write as we run this sound. So calm, y'all sit down. Listen to the tale I'm about to tell. Y'all are dreamers in this world, but all my dreams I will not fail.
And we're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show.
Yep, yep, yep.
Thank you, Jaren. Did you like that song, Jaren?
It's beautiful, man. Beautiful.
Well, thank you, Jaren. Thank you, Jaren.
But yeah, I mean, that was a you know, 11-11, the first single from the 2011 LP.
Like when I just heard it, like I kind of like realized yeah. like why we made that our first like
yeah, you re-realized.
Single.
Re-realized.
Whatever. But yeah, I realized that why we made that our single, and it was because it's like a different song. It's like a powerful song. It's like,
yeah, I mean, like, since the album
that's
came out,
actually
I
the perfect word
song.
For it. Powerful.
It's very epic. So we just felt like, plus the beat was crazy, and then like how it built up, and like how they all y'all rapped, and from the singing to the rapping to everything, it was just an epic song.
It was definitely like a lot bigger than I remember. Like I haven't heard that song in a while. Pause. God damn. Pause, bro. Pause.
We know you're not gay. So just...
This is true.
Just do what you do.
I'm still questioning Jaren over there. But with these salmon-ass pants on.
I like the shoes, though. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm swagged out.
No, yeah, he does look cool.
All right.
Obey like your hats say. But, no, the next song that we have on the album is What About Now?
What about now?
This is the first song that we recorded.
I asked myself about that now. Like, I asked myself about like that question.
What about now?
Okay, we can talk about.
What about it now?
We can talk about this record.
I mean, what?
I remember this was like the first beat you made for the album.
It was.
It was.
And then I remember Trey just laying down some random verse on it. Really? Right?
Man, I can't remember when we did this song.
Yeah, it was so like, long. I think
we did this in May. This is actually the first song we worked on. We did it before the pop show. So before May 20th.
How did this even...
I don't even remember. I think it was just like you gave us the beat and we were like, okay, this is the, you said this is the first like track of the next album. Yeah, so like, write
yeah,
something.
Like, yeah, I was like, you know, here's the first beat.
Yeah, and we just was like,
right, I remember Trey like he had a verse and he just recorded it on there. I remember that.
Oh yeah, because he was writing with that.
Yeah, he did have like a spare verse.
That he just wanted to lay down a random one.
Yeah.
And then I know Dal, like where did the chorus come from? Where did the idea for the song come from?
Because what about now? It's like basically since it was our first song off the new album, it's like okay, people kind of didn't forget about us, but it was like okay, we kind of like simmered down on the scene or whatever. And
I mean, we were gone for a minute.
Yeah, and so like it was just like we've always been something different. Like so, why don't we just come back and like. What about now? Like,
it's like we're doing our own thing, and like, what now?
Very self-explanatory.
We're doing it.
Yeah,
the, like basically, we're doing it, and you're
the hook explains what we were thinking, like what I was thinking.
Yeah, like, and I remember, like the verse I wrote for it wasn't even purposely intended for the song. I just remember, like, all right, y'all, I'm weird when I write songs, and I wrote this song in the shower.
You write all of yours in the shower.
I write most of my songs in the shower.
I mean, your greatest epiphany is happening in the shower.
That should not be named.
Isn't that true, though?
Yeah, it is. It's very true.
Like, Jaren, don't you have epiphanies in the shower? Like, life just makes sense when you're cleaning your dirty-ass hair?
Wow. Was that a black joke?
That wasn't a black joke, bro.
I was at a pause, bro. Anyway, but no. But
how
I wrote,
is that acceptable?
It's my show. Anything I say is acceptable. But no, I wrote the song in the shower, like I do most. But I mean, I think literally lyrically though, Trey and I's verses like go super duper hard, and the chorus goes super duper hard.
I do agree.
And there's a sample in the song, right, Avery?
What?
There's a sample in this song.
Maybe not.
There is.
Maybe there is.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to say it, like, because that kind of just, like, takes away the coolness of it.
All right, we'll talk about it off air.
Yeah.
But I want to get into this. This is actually, when we recorded this song, and for a long time, this is one of my favorite songs we did.
It was actually, because it was the first song, so we were like, this is, like, really good.
And we recorded it, like, four times.
Yeah, we did. And
Why did y'all record it four times?
Well, we recorded it the first time.
And then we re-recorded it at a different studio. And then we came back to to record it at the studio where we recorded the rest of the album. And then something happened. I think
the file messed up.
Something happened with the file in it.
So we tried to re-record it.
So we ended up having to just re-record it. But
Fourth time.
Yeah. Was there like a time where y'all was like, it sounded better? The first
no, I think around. I think the first one. Like,
I think the
was
first
like
one was the best because I mean,
yeah,
like, after like when that's the thing about making music. Like, your first mind is always the best mind when you're doing music. So it's like
your first thought.
Yeah.
First time you lay it down,
it's like that's what you want it to be, and then you go back and start doing different things. It's like kind of like messes up the whole like music process. Yeah. Like the way you
deliver the words are different. It's
weird.
Yeah,
because you have to do it. You have to do it exactly the same way. Yeah, you know? Otherwise, it doesn't
and then
have
you,
that
then
same,
you start thinking, well, dang, yeah. I can do it like this, and it
you
I think it would sound better.
Yeah,
and then,
you overthink it. Sometimes.
It loses that magic.
Yeah,
magic. Yes, very much so. Magic. I mean, have you ever had to re-record a song, Jaren?
Too many times,
and it's hard though,
sucks.
Right?
It sucks. It blows to the maximum.
Yeah, ultimately, it blows, bro. But this is What About Now. All right, this is What About Now. This is track four. This is track four off of the 2011 LP. Let's get it. Brad Gilmore Show. LocalLiveHouston.com. Wow, you did that like super good, actually.
Thank
like,
you.
That sounded cool.
Live on the radio, a cappella.
You want to sing, Dallas? You want to sing for the people?
I don't care.
No.
No, you don't want him to sing?
No.
Man, I just feel like
you are a dick face.
No, I'll say that for later.
Business.
I'll say it for a show. Speaking of shows.
Shows, yeah, we got some shows. That was a good segue. So here.
Segway.
29th.
Ride the Woods.
Yeah, December 29th, 2011, Stocks. Morgan Poindexter.
That's
and
it.
Bobby Earth.
And more. And more. What'd you say? And more.
And that's it.
And more.
And more.
We'll be at Glory Night 2. At the Midtown Lounge. Yo, me and Jaren actually went to the Midtown Lounge venue a couple weeks ago. There is a stripper pole on the stage.
Do we have a stripper for our
I mean,
set?
I can call one up.
What are you talking about, your cousin? You just dogged on your family on air.
Oh my gosh, Dallas.
Oh well, she'll get over it.
Have you seen her Facebook?
That's so bad.
Yeah. I'm about that life.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Wait, what's her name?
And we'll talk about that later, bro. We're on air right now. We don't need to do all. So yeah, December 29th, Glory Night 2. Glory Night 2. We'll talk about. We're about to go into break, y'all. Glory Night 2. Yeah, with that's wait. What time does the door start? 7 o'clock? 7:30? 8 o'clock? Anyway, I know this. 2011 goes on stage at 8:26 on the dot. We go on stage at 8:26, Glory Night 2. That's this Thursday, the 29th. We have more shows coming up. I know talked about the 22nd, DJ Motai back in the studio with my Sprizite. Sweat. It's close? Oh. Anyway. Oh, that sucks. Anyway, but yeah. So, do we have any other more shows? We have a show at Check Other with Doe Beezy and Bucklemore coming up.
Yep.
They're both alumni of the Brad Gilmore Show.
Yep.
So, yeah, we'll keep y'all updated. We probably have some more shows coming up. But, yeah, make sure y'all go out to the Chris Gray benefit January 14th. We were going to play, but I just got an email saying that we're going to be put on the poster, though. We're not playing. Yeah.
I didn't want to be on the poster.
Wait, why are we on the poster?
Unless our name is going to be really, 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 really big.
I don't know. I don't get it, but I just got the email. So, shout out to Chris Gray. He's out of the hospital now. He's recovered, or he's recovering. Snaps for Chris. You know, he's the main blogger on Rocks Off. While I'm on it, shout out to Brandon Caldwell, who's now going to be writing for Houston Press. So, shout out to that.
That's great.
DanaDream.com. DanaDream.com.
That's really good. That's really awesome.
So, the next song we have coming out.
Yeah.
The next song on the album is Feeling Good.
Ooh.
This is my personal favorite.
This is probably my personal favorite.
My personal favorite, too.
What song is this?
You'll hear it, bro. This is actually a cover. I guess you could call it a cover.
It's more of a...
We did it before Jay-Z.
We did do it before Jay-Z.
We did this. We recorded this two...
We released the album the week before Watch the Throne, for the record.
So they stole our idea.
That's exactly what they did.
Shots have been fired.
All right, Kanye, you ass face, and Jay-Z. No, I can't even mess with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I give him all the props in the world. Jay-Z could probably blink and have us killed. He's got ninja money. He's got crazy. He's got purple ninja money. I don't even know what that means, but he's got it, bro. He's got purple ninja money.
Yeah.
Feeling good. Let's talk about Feeling Good for a second. How'd this come? Well, actually, this came about because we were sitting there trying to figure out a song. And I think
let's do something. We're like, okay, we have all these songs, and I was like, can we have? We were at Avery's house.
We thought this house first.
We thought the concept at my house.
Yeah, well, the concept came up because Trey was like, "Hey, what's that song that Jennifer Hudson sings on the Weight Watchers commercial?"
And I was like, "I was like, feeling good, but what does that have to do with anything? Are you trying to lose weight?"
Yeah, skinny ass Trey, set, set. But we actually get the inspiration comes from weird places.
Yeah.
And if Jennifer Hudson losing a lot of weight inspires a song, then let her inspire the song. It be is like that. Shout out to High Society, highsociety.com. Go check it out real quick.
Damn.
Hive Life. But anyway, you know, this is Nina Simone, right? Is the original.
Yep.
And you know, like Michael.
In the 50s?
Yeah, in the 50s or something. She sounds like a man.
She does. But I mean, that's 50s for you.
women in the 50s sounded like men?
I guess so. I wasn't there.
Yo, hey, Holmes, my mom was born in the 50s. Chill out.
Butch.
Well.
That's my dad.
Well. So.
Anyway, but yeah, feeling good. Feeling good. I mean, I guess it's like, you know, self-explanatory. I mean, it's one of the more up-tempo.
Slow songs?
One of the more up-tempo slow songs.
It's like a mid-tempo?
Mid-tempo. That's a good. Avery, would you talk about the beat? How'd the beat come about? How'd you make it?
How did I make this one?
How'd you make that beat, playboy?
Yeah, I mean, well, we came up with that, you know, we had the idea to basically do a cover of it. So, I mean, I just really just learned the guitar part.
I mean, you learned it really quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I
so I know like I chunked like, dudes. I had to chunk dudes.
I looked up the music online. So it was really
easy.
How
did you go that day? Your grandma's, I think. Oh.
But, yeah.
Never mind.
Anyway.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just learned the guitar part. It's a really basic beat. Just got to have like a kind of like old school sounding drums in there, the acoustic bass, and then piano and guitar. And that's it.
Definitely. And Dallas, I mean, I gotta give you props. You kind of...
Well, thank you, kind sir.
You kind of murked this hoe.
You murked that hoe, indeed.
In Jaren terminology.
I tried my best.
You mollywopped that hoe.
I thank you.
You mollywopped.
Mollywopped.
That
I haven't heard
hoe.
That since like
middle
school.
What did you say? You swerved and merved in that thing. What is it? Swerved off to murked off.
It's swerk off, murk off, man.
Swerk off, murk off in it.
All about that.
Yeah, really, but like, really, I was just thinking about, okay, I know, like, I've heard the song before, and it's like, okay, how do I do it differently? Like, how do I make it my own? Because I don't want to be like Jennifer Hudson. Like,
or Michael Bublé.
Dude. Or that guy. Or Nina Simone. So, I mean.
Or that guy.
Not too much Nina Simone. She'll come back and haunt you. But, yeah, but
sorry.
It's just really, I just thought about how to make it my own, and then we just went.
Swag.
And we.
All right, so this is feeling good. Hey, we're actually going to shoot a video for this.
Oh, yeah, so, we are.
I'm gonna go ahead and announce it. BLB, who's not B-O-B, BLB, who's...
I was like, you said BLB at first.
Who's B-O-B. Famous for Killer Kaleon and Doe Beezy videos, is going to be directing the Feeling Good video from 2011.
Coming soon.
Coming very,
to
very.
Computer near you. To a YouTube near you.
We might even do a big premiere of this, huh?
We should.
You know, we might do it real big and upload it to Vimeo.
Ooh.
Look at that.
Vimeo. All right, so this is my favorite song off our album. Oh, second favorite. This is my second favorite song off our album. This is Feeling Good. 2011. Local Live.
All right,
Brad,
just so you know, I killed this hoe.
Spice City.
Here we go. Whoop. Feeling Good.
Thank you.
shoes, always in the news, dropping up a tune in your face. How that tastes? Oh no way, got what we want, got what we need. Got it in the car, and cruise the street. 1, 2, 3. Now you know we don't play G. AMEs, get in the room. Cameras start to zoom, blowing like a flume. Turn my volume up so loud. Water wall sound, bring the roof down. This took the crowd, twisting like a dread. Bust a couple hands, make a little bread. Then go to bed. What y'all is, sound y'all mean? What we is, almost fame. Where am I, what's my name? First name Fred, last name James. Living like kings, doing big things. First start to end, now it's about to sing. Flying high, look at the sky, living life high till I die.
And we're back on the Brad Gilmore Show.
Alrighty, alrighty.
Back at it like a crack addict, you did.
Swag, man.
Swag, swag. Did I tell you, like, when the first time I showed that to my mom, she, like, started crying?
Yeah, that shit was crazy. Pretty cool. I get a lot of love for that record.
Yeah.
She cried when she heard the song?
Yeah.
You know, actually, the next song, I actually get a lot of text messages about. I actually got a text message 3 or 4 days about saying that the girl heard it for the first time and cried. The next song is called "Go Ask Alice."
Oh, this song was really sad.
It's a very sad record.
I don't know what.
Good though.
It's my like probably favorite song we've ever done.
I think Trey was like, "Let's make a sad song."
Okay. Trey sounds like
he took this one to a whole nother level. This was not supposed to be as depressing as
it
he made it.
It wasn't supposed to be depressing.
But then he made it and. You'll see where his verse goes. It was not supposed to end that way.
And then, like, I was just like, I don't know. I just started going off, like, the top. And it's just like, okay, what am I going to say?
The chorus is super
very good concept, though.
Yeah. I mean, it was based upon the 1976 book released by Anonymous. It was called Go Ask Alice. It was a diary about the same exact, almost the same thing that the concept of the song goes. I mean,
Indeed. It's
always that story of that, you know, good girl gone bad, I guess you could almost say. Crooked world gone mad. Anybody remember that? No, just me?
Nope.
It was that Apologize remix with Bun B and Lil Wayne. All right. But,
I remember.
Back on topic.
Thank you. Thank you. No, but, I mean, this song, man, like, I remember, like a girl texted me, and she was like, right after we released the album.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she was like, because, you know, we all had a friend at Lamar, Griff Walker, who passed away at the beginning of the summer, from just, you know, I mean, he just got a rehab.
Let's have a moment of silence.
And
let's have a moment of silence.
But anyway, she said she went to his wake or whatever, and she heard this song right after and like was seriously bawled for hours. I mean, it's a very sensitive subject, especially if you know somebody who went through like, you know, this. Drugs. I mean, we all have to, you know, deal with like drug issues in our life. I know we all know probably someone personally.
Oh, no. Drug issues.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. Wait.
It was so sad that he had to turn
it
into that, bro.
It was so serious. But no, this is definitely my favorite 2011 song ever. Go Ask Alice. So should we just get into it?
Let's get into it.
All right, this is Go Ask Alice.
DJ, spin that track.
Listen to this track, bitch.
DJ Motai.
DJ Motai. All right, here it is. Go Ask Alice.
Wow.
Another page from the author of a lonely girl.
And it's mistaken because she's told to change by the world. And it's a shame how the brain can tell the soul to change. All she saw was Slim James, so she had to change her frame. Now her name is known, the girl that you describe in songs, clubs at nights and drinks with lights, the life that every girl would want. But it's funny, the confusion from an outer illusion, never built true love, so took drugs and lust as a substitution. But happiness can't be defined by a line of hope. So her inner thoughts are poured out in the diary she wrote. And in the couple notes, she spoke about the life she lived, and for the chance of change, her body she decided to give. Told herself she had to keep going, running and running. Telling herself to find a man, but life's no pretty woman. She starts to realize the girl that she is becoming. Tired of hearing sexy and just wants someone to call her stunning. A gorgeous, a beautiful, a one of those dark nights. And she's at home all alone, not caught up in all the hype. But instead, all she has a pain, so she decides to write. Drifting into dark thoughts, never could find the light. So life changes, and now she seems to find this pain. Too deep into her life to change, she had nothing to gain.
So sad.
I mean, like,
so
that,
good.
It's a very good
song. It's a good song, but it's, like, sad.
It's deep. Very deep.
Very deep.
That's that true music. I don't know
what do you mean by that? What do you
mean by true as in,
and
like,
real.
Like, reality. Like,
yeah. Real.
Something that happens in, like, society. And
I mean, we definitely just touched on the subject where, like, I mean, it's very prevalent in our lives. I mean, like, I'm pretty sure we knew somebody or have known people at our high schools or at our colleges or universities that you know, fall into drugs and, like, you know, F up their life.
Ooh, it sucks.
What? I mean, that's true.
It is, but it sucks.
I mean, so it happens in life. It definitely happens. So, the next record we have on the album, anyone know?
Nope.
Take Over.
No.
Ah.
This song is called We Live for Today.
Oh,
this song goes really hard.
I like this song a lot.
This one kind of goes. This one kind of goes. I don't know. Forgotten. It ends up, I feel like, being kind of swept under the rug a little bit. But,
well, Avery, you and Tyler were actually there. One of y'all has the mic to Tyler. Y'all were there when the chorus was recorded. Me and Dallas actually weren't. So talk about. I mean, we had guest vocals on the song.
This was
DP,
one of the first
Dave,
ones that we did, actually. I think this might
Dave
have been,
Perkins,
was the second.
DP.
I think this is the second song we recorded for the album.
I remember.
And not everyone was there. It was just
DPPP.
It was us. It was me, Tyler,
Sleepy
and then Trey. And DP from Young Dirty.
Money. Young Dirty. Don't forget the dollar sign.
I really had no idea where he was going with it when Trey was recording the verse. I had no idea. Because first it sounded like some church stuff.
Chorus.
Oh, the chorus. I mean, it's very choral. For those of you who don't know, me, Trey, and Dallas, and DP, who's the guest singer on here, all were in choir together. And, you know, the Madrigals. Choir. The Madrigals, which was the top choir. Son of a bitch. It was very...
Damn.
What was that?
I just felt like saying that.
Who are you talking
you
to?
Son of a bitch. I don't know. I just felt like doing it.
I did not deserve that.
I love you. You know.
Say sorry. Say sorry, Brad.
I'm sorry.
Take it back.
Yo, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Anyways, we live for today.
I mean, so, like, the concept of the song was like, you know, live for the moment, I guess, you know, and like.
Live for today, because tomorrow is a promise.
We
live for today?
I don't know where Trey's verse. Trey's not here, so we can't really speak up on his verse. But,
what's that noise?
I don't know, Tyler. Don't worry about it. I know my verse was actually written about a specific situation that happened to be at the end of the school year. I was just slipping on my pimpin', you know what I'm saying?
He got caught up for real.
I got caught up for
this
real.
This verse was real.
You got some ugly hoes.
You son of a bitch. I was slipping on my pimpin'.
You were really slipping.
I don't want to put it out there right now.
But you
let's not put it out
were
there.
Not being
let's not
safe.
Say it on air.
Hey,
don't say that either, bro. All I'm saying is you weren't being safe.
I wasn't being smart.
Yeah, you weren't being smart.
You weren't being smart.
Wrong choice of words.
Yeah, safe sounds like you were. Never mind.
No, Jay.
I'll tell you about it at the break. But yeah, that's what my verse is written about. Shout out to some people. Shout out to my old hoes. Can I say that?
You can.
No.
Damn, you can't say that, actually.
You just can't say names.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
You just can't say names.
Name drop.
My name's Brad Gilmore, so I can do whatever I want.
Oh, okay.
So can you, Avery. So can you, Tyler, and Dallas.
What happened?
And Jared.
Shit.
But no, this is a. I feel like we're just talking.
We really are.
But, like, that's why I wanted y'all on the show, though.
That's why we live for today.
We live for today.
You
know, normally, y'all, I'm going to be honest. I come in the show. I have my laptop. I have the whole outline of the show. But today, I was like, I'm going to live for today. I'm just going to freeze.
You just thought about
we're
right
just
now.
Freestyling it.
No, bro. I had that.
Like on American Pickers, just freestyling.
That I'm the only one who knows what you mean by that. Maybe Chris might know it. Do you watch American Pickers?
Was that a white thing? Or?
Yes. I mean, it's a very
that's
white
a
thing.
That's a white thing.
It's a super white thing. Mike, sorry, Mike, and
sorry I missed it.
I know
what's
it's
the other one's name. Frankie.
Frankie.
Mike and Frankie.
Just freestyling.
Shout out. They're freestyling. They're
some of their good times.
But this is a.
Go ahead and run it.
This is We Live for Today.
Jaren.
Featuring DP. He didn't get a feature, but he got album credit for background vocals. So here it is. We Live for Today. We'll be right back. Say
nothing, Brad.
Nothing. We'll talk about it on the break.
I didn't hear what Pinnell said.
We live for today, though.
Not good.
Like, that was a good. That was a good track.
Fuck you, Pinnell.
Okay, can you get?
Hey.
Anyway,
cut your show off.
you know, I love.
Oh, okay.
Jordan. Anyway,
he's your boss.
He is my. Yeah, you're my station manager.
Yeah,
isn't that your title? Co-founder. Hey, if people who are listening, I'm talking to the co-founder of Local Live Houston, Local Live Media LLC.
Whoop, whoop.
I got the shirt to prove it.
Wow!
All right, okay.
That's great.
By the way, if y'all want to come by Local Live to get your own t-shirts,
yeah, you have a tank top.
Yeah, I got a pink one right now.
Spaghetti strap.
I got a pink spaghetti strap.
Spaghetti strap.
No, yo, come down to. We're in a historical building, y'all. I don't know if I've told everybody. This used to be the Lucky Schoolhouse. The first prominent African American elementary school, right, in Houston.
He's not listening. Yeah,
I think he's on Facebook, just ignoring you.
It's fine. He does it. Am I right, Chris? About the schoolhouse.
Ignoring you too.
Yes, Chris is. Chris listens. Anyway, the next
Isn't
track.
It his job to listen.
Let's talk about the next. Yeah, kind of.
He's just doing his job, man. Talk about you. He's just doing his job.
See, this is why I don't have y'all on the show.
Why?
Because y'all actually like discredit all my work.
Because it's discreditable.
No, we're just kidding.
I know. Well, Tyler, you're not saying anything, so I still fucks with, I still fucks with you. It's pretty much Dallas and Avery.
Sorry.
Where's Trey?
Anyway.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Speaking of Trey.
Supposed to be here right now.
Where is the fifth member of 2011?
Jaren's sitting in.
Jaren is sitting in.
Oh, yeah. He's filling in.
Anyway, the next track on our album is a more upbeat one. The next track is Takeover.
I like this song a lot.
I like it too.
Let's talk about how this came about.
It didn't sound good to me at first, but then the more I listened to it, the more I like appreciate it.
You appreciate it.
Appreciate it. You know, Texas boys.
You don't get what it is.
It's real good.
Hey, man,
I think did we do this one around the same time as We Live For Today?
I think we did it at the same time.
Yeah,
as,
it might have been. It was like
because they're kind of similar.
Yeah, it was in the same little couple week period.
How'd you come up with the beat, Avery?
This is some.
See, you're asking me how I came up with every beat, and it's really hard because I'm trying to remember every single one. And
you only made like
12.
Yeah, but I made 12 on the other one too. I made 12 on the other one too.
We're talking about this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but.
Just listen to the beat in your head and all right, figure out what you
shut
did.
Up.
What did you do?
Shut up.
Just make it shittable.
Hey, really, shout out to Avery
for this Tribe Called Quest t-shirt you have on.
It's a dope shirt. It's a little small for me, but I don't really care.
I used to have a small.
But I don't really...
All your stuff is small.
Shout out, Carrie.
Oh.
What?
Okay.
She knows what's she knows good. She knows
what we're talking about. This beat. Well, I can't remember what this one sounds like.
Dun, dun, dun. That's what it sounds like
dun,
to me.
Dun, 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 dun.
Anyway, but no, like really. Okay, well,
I think it's more southern.
Let's just talk about.
Yeah, I think it has.
I don't want to talk about.
You and Trey kind of came up with the chorus together, right?
Yeah. I think when we heard the beat, we were like, "Oh, this beat is like really nice." And so we're like, "What are we going to talk about?" And like, I think you were like, "Talk," because that whole day you were like, "Man, we're the shit, man!" Like, you know,
yeah.
Like 2011 is the shit. And then we're like, "Hey, like we're about to take over the game right now." And then we just came up with the whole idea.
I remember Trey wanted to call it "We Taking Over." And I was like, that's definitely
a DJ Khaled
song.
We taking over. No.
That's what Akon sounds like.
Yeah, but no.
Anyway,
but
yeah, take over.
That's basically what came out of it. Like, we recorded it. Like, we didn't, I think we were just, like, going back and forth, like, trying to figure out, because we were, like, were you there?
I was there. No, I was there.
Yeah, you were with Avery. We were just sitting on the couch, and we were just, like, going back and forth, just, like, humming stuff. And I'm like, oh, we could do, like, this type of.
I mean, it's cool. It's cool because it's a back and forth type course. Like, there's it's kind of two choruses in one.
Yeah,
in a way.
It's like it's an under chorus and an over chorus. Well, obviously, mine is an over chorus. But
cool,
I mean,
chorus.
Ooh,
Dallas on his swag shit.
Well,
today.
Battle Royale.
But yeah, so it's kind of like that back and forth. So I think that kind of gave it like an extra like.
I mean, and it's definitely. A lot of people, like, this is true. A lot of people didn't think 2011 could just be a rap group for a second. And I think,
true story.
I think Takeover was like, you know what?
Put the foot down on that.
Yeah, we're going to be a rap group for a second.
I was, like, sapping the whole
song. For, like,
a couple minutes.
4 minutes.
A few minutes.
But, like, I mean, I think we legitimately proved to everybody who said, oh, they're just, like, a pop high school band.
They're Schwazy.
Yeah, I think that's another thing why we kind of, like, made the song. Because we're like, you know what? We need to get off that. Well, we would on this whole album we're like talking about we want to get more hip hop and want to get more, like, I guess a different sound than what we had the first time. So
yeah.
It's like
changing the way people look at.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's kind of changing the way. Yeah, like you said, like it was just more of a.
Why do you think more girls mess with the first album than the second album?
Because it's more friendly.
Because
they're cows.
Because it was cause
the
honestly
the
first one was more like towards them.
Yeah, and like thing is, I feel like that's what changed, what made. The sound changed so much between the two albums was, you know, critics. People saying that we sound like B.O.B. People saying we sound like Schwazy.
Yeah. We're like, dang, we want to be something
I don't
different.
Like
we
hearing
be
that I sound like someone else.
We're not trying to.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they're, like, just awesome.
Yeah. I mean, Houston's answer to B.O.B. is what Houston Press called us, and I'm not really mad at that.
Like,
I'm
that's,
not,
that's
either.
Not bad.
I'm not mad at that. I like B.O.B.
Yeah, I mean, like. I don't know.
Being called
I don't like
Usher
saying
like
that I sound. I don't
cool.
like saying that we sound like someone.
Houston Press called Dallas the next Usher.
They did.
I would agree with that. Well, not
that's
the dancing
Trey
shit.
Andre 3000.
They say Trey sound like 3K. They say that white dude sounds black.
They didn't say anything about me. But I mean, it's okay.
It's okay. We
know who you are.
We give you credit. Give both of y'all credit.
I'm the next.
You're the next
Whatever.
Avery. I want to be the first Brad Gilmore, actually.
I want to be the first D. Jones to kill everything.
I want to be the last Avery Davis.
I want to be the only Dallas who can actually sing.
Are you low-key
yes,
dissing Dallas Blocker?
Yes, I'm dissing Dallas Blocker.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Enough said.
All right. Now we have hip-hop beef.
Oh, girl. You nasty. Honey.
Let's get this.
The R&B
off.
Beef.
But yo, this is a takeover.
Never mind.
R&B beef?
Yeah. I know Dallas Blocker. Like, he was in my church choir. He played the piano.
That's interesting.
He took my name. So I'm just kind of pissed off about it.
I feel you. Why don't you? Never mind. We're going to talk about that later.
Yeah,
yes. This takeover off of 2011.
Taking over the game.
I like this song.
Swag. Take over.
I like it too.
I spell out swag in my verse and no one caught on to that. All right, let's go.
Everywhere I go, they all wanna know why it's so hard to figure us out. Cause I'm driving in the fast lane, I'm going insane, they know it's slowing us down. We came up from the corner with this big old sound, and you know when you're coming around. I'm going to
So we're like, hey, G, I'm living by the words if you pay me. Once I get the cash, then I dash, they see. And my money's all planned, cause I'm never playing. And then I'm a space city astronaut. Get this money first, then these women are an afterthought. Who can be, who can win? Questions if they ask a lie. Brad J. and Prince, I'm from Houston and around the line. Got the game in my tackle box. 2011 member, that's the reason why I'm running alive. Think about the blow, the show, blowing like a motherfucking note. And that's that smoke. You didn't expect for us to drop like this. I'm on my Kanye shoot with a flow that can go something like diamond. Pick your face up and wave at us, cause in the class we climb. And they say, what about rhyme?
Only thing I
try to make it there. We realize the time we had, so now we have to take it there. No faking here. We just trying to go up like some apple chef. Crazy flow and no flat notes, so we don't ever need a step. Something rap. Made him a bet, a kiss who never gave a cat. And if you're standing in our way, you're going down no underwear. We under, there's a song I mean, so come and stay under. I take it in my free out the voice.
We're going all the way to time.
We're back on
and
the
we
Brad
back,
Gilmore
and we
show.
Back.
With the swag, with the swag. What's up?
Three
that
quarters
was
of a year, of a year.
A quarter of a year,
whatever.
Not three quarters.
Who gives a fuck a fuck?
All right.
Avery, get off your phone. Are you on your phone?
No.
Get off of that, man. We're
I'm
talking.
I'm trying to see what time it is.
It's 5:25.
I know. Basically. Because I looked at my phone.
We got about a half hour. We got about a half hour left in the Brad Gilmore show. Before we go into the next song, actually, it's time for a special segment on the Brad Gilmore show.
Boop, boop.
I started something new. I've only done it once. Uh-oh. So, Chris, can I play stuff from YouTube on here? Will it pick up? Yeah? All right. This is actually a couple weeks ago. I've done this 2 weeks in a row. Jan started with your show. I like to peruse the internet and find, you know, the best porn. No, I'm joking. I like to find
he's going to play us a porn. Nine.
No, I like to go find, because I think hip-hop is a very influential genre of music. It's stretched out all the way across the world now. What started in the Bronx of New York is now worldwide and, you know, selling millions of records and making a whole bunch of money. And everybody's influenced by hip-hop. Everybody at least likes one rap song.
All right.
So what I like to go out and find, I like to find people who aren't rappers or, you know, who are singers or whatever, cover a nice hip-hop song.
Yes.
You know, 2 weeks ago we had Ben Folds. We had Ben Folds doing Bitches Ain't Shit
Yes.
by Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
2 weeks ago we had... We had the Gourds doing Gin and Juice, which is a country band singing Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg and
Oh yeah, you showed me that song.
Nate Dogg.
Yeah.
Show me that.
So this one's new. I'm not gonna tell you what the song
is,
but
do I know what this one is?
I think I may have played it for you. But here it goes. This is a super dope record. So let's
see on air.
Let's see, I'm letting it load up here. Here it comes.
Right, you play
Yo.
This.
Yeah.
Come
Wow.
What'd y'all think? What'd y'all think? That was Nina Gordon doing Straight Outta Compton by N.W.A.
Why don't you play that? Who's one
oh,
that would do that
Machine
Drake song?
One. She did the Florence and the Machines. She did Take
yeah,
Care.
Yeah, she did Take Care. Yeah.
That was
is that the one
too.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah. With the whole band and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was dope. What'd y'all think of Nina Gordon doing?
She
dropped the N-bomb like quite a lot.
She really did. And she was borderline ER at the end, too.
I think she said ER.
Like that. I don't know if I feel comfortable with that at all, actually.
What do you think, Jay? What do you think? What y'all don't know is on the way over here, before we picked any y'all up, me and Jaren were rapping this verse.
Okay. Yeah, that's weird. But as a musician, I feel as if that was dope.
Yeah.
As an African-American,
you feel as if you were racist.
I mean, Dallas, did you find it a little weird?
It was kind of weird. I was listening to it like, is she really doing this right now?
It wasn't like straight offensive. It was just like.
It was just like, whoa.
What?
Like, what's going on? Like, the beat was all like mellow. And
yeah.
If you hear weird. The original song, it's like.
No,
not.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure if you're a fan of the Brad Gilmore Show, you've definitely heard Straight Outta Compton before. I mean, it's one of my favorite hip-hop.
Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah, but why I wanted to play that for a reason is because that girl Nina Gordon has a beautiful voice.
Yes, definitely.
Right though, she had a really pretty voice. And the next song that we have on our album is the only feature on this entire album. The girl with a prettier voice.
She's like she was 15 when she did the song.
She was 15 years old.
I didn't even know.
She sounds like she's like 22.
Yeah,
we should have said she was 15. We should have said she was 15 after they listened, because then they would have just had their mind blown.
We did.
Oh my gosh.
No. We're about to play the record. This is the only feature. Let's talk about how this came
rewind.
About. Well, like I remember Avery, me and you were working on music like at 3 a.m.
We were.
And I had this. I wrote this verse. The verse for this song, and I wrote it. And we had a different beat. It had a whole different concept in a way. And I want everyone. Yeah. I want everyone to know that the Lost My Smile, I came up with the name of the song or whatever, and it was from a 1997 Shawn Michaels promo in the ring. I'm just going to let everybody know that. I'm a wrestling fan.
Congratulations, Brad.
This is like one of my favorite songs by y'all.
Why, thank you, kind sir.
And then we got Julia. We've been wanting to work with Julia for a while.
I love the cover art, too. I thought the cover art was just dope as hell.
That was my concept.
More than just never mind.
Avery, don't go there.
Don't
God,
go
why
there.
Is this interview filled with so many references, bro?
Because you
it's
keep
all
doing
your
that
fault.
Shit. You
I'm not doing it.
Did that shit.
Jaren did that shit.
You did it. Did it and quit it.
All right.
All right. Back to
this. This is Lost My Soul. So we wanted to work with Julia for a while. And this was just
When's the first time you heard Julia? That was after the pop show, right? Or was that before?
It was before. It was way before.
Choir with her?
Bro, we had choir with her, bro.
No, I'm not talking about that.
I heard her
like,
every other day.
When did you want to, like... When was it, like... When the first time we heard... Like, what was that moment?
It was
Lash, the pop show, after...
No.
Yeah, it was when she sang the song with...
That girl?
Yeah.
No.
That was before?
I'm gonna tell you when I heard Julia sing, she sang some Christmas song back in 2010.
Back in the day.
She sang some Christmas song.
That no.
And I was like, woo.
Was that when we did that at that Mexican place?
I mean, it wasn't a Mexican place. It was at University of Houston, but
it was for the Mexican thing or whatever.
It was for like some. It was okay. It was actually for the Hispanic Construction Workers Guild. We sang a
what?
We sang a Christmas concert for the Hispanic Construction Workers Guild. This is real. I'm not making that up. We actually did that.
He's not joking.
And they didn't listen to us.
They were sitting there rude.
They were talking over us the whole time we were singing.
All right. Can I tell y'all the first time I heard her sing?
Yeah.
First time I heard her sing was it was right before we did the song, actually. And I, like, after I heard that, I was like, we need to have her on our song. Like, if that's the only feature we have, which it was, if it's the only feature we have, we need her on the album.
Yeah.
Was at that at the Lamar Pop Show. The choir's pop show.
Oh,
when
she did the most recent one.
Yes, when Dallas, you had your,
Did Someone Like You before that song was popular.
It was before the song was big, and I kid you not, like, it almost made me cry. Like, it made my eyes water. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, they did Someone Like You by Adele.
We did the Valentine's thing for Tyler.
Lucky to be in love.
People were crying.
Yeah,
I think that's the first time I heard her when she did the Valentine's thing with Dallas.
And
she's just lucky.
She just like,
That's what she did. Like, all over it. That's what she did. She
came on the beat.
She did bad stuff.
She shit on hoes.
She really
she did. She shat.
My voice cracked a little bit.
SOH.com.org.net.edu.gov.
Ooh. All right.
That was Insider.
Lost for Smile.
Yeah.
If Trey was here. But yeah, Lost for Smile. This is a song that really got us, like, a lot of buzz for our album.
We
got her a lot of buzz.
Got her. Everyone was like, love your song.
She got more popular than we did off of this song.
She really did. Like, so you're welcome. Real quick. She got like 100 phone calls.
I get goosebumps when I listen to this song.
So what?
I get goosebumps.
Yeah, her
She got
verse.
Like 100 like friend requests on Facebook from this song.
Bro, and the first night we released the song, we got like 800 plays.
Yeah.
We released it at like 10 o'clock at night.
It's just crazy.
Yeah, we should do more stuff with her.
Yeah. Hey, is anyone in agreement we should get on our next album?
Yep.
Yes.
All right, swag. Here it is, Lost My Smile by Julia...
Majority Rules.
By 2011, featuring Julia Barbier.
Dang, you even...
Man.
I didn't mess up. I mean, I only listen to...
All right, let's go.
All right, let's go.
Yeah.
Every time you turn around, I get lost. Every time you turn around, I feel the world's falling down.
Yeah, and we're
such
back
a good
here.
Song.
That is a good song. Darren, what'd you think of that record? Someone give him a microphone. Somebody give him a microphone.
What do you think, Sharon?
Like I said, that's one of my favorite songs y'all have done.
Why do you like it as a spectator? Why do you like that song?
I mean, not to take anything away from y'all, her.
Yeah, I mean that's true. She really kind of did kill it.
She really did.
Once again, dope production.
Shout out.
Trey is just very, he's very in depth.
Like
his,
that's my favorite verse
lyrics
by Trey ever in the history of the world. It's my favorite verse. But the next record is a complete almost 180 of that song. It's called The Prelude. If anyone's paying attention,
that's the best song.
About to go.
That
down.
Is the best song y'all have ever made.
In your opinion?
My opinion.
Let Avery talk. Don't say you don't like it.
No, I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm just saying that it's my least favorite.
I love that song.
It doesn't mean I don't like it. It just means that
song inspired me to make a song.
Think about that. We're influencing it. Well, let's tell people about the premise.
So
let's tell people how to come about. Anyone remember?
Well, yeah, because my parents were going out of town.
Yes, and we're like, Dallas,
we should have a party.
Let's have a party.
Yeah.
But then no one came, but the ex-girlfriend came over. And then Tyler and Leslie came over afterwards. So,
cool, you wanted to have like a kickback at your house, right?
I remember that. I remember that. I couldn't go.
And then
Tyler
I picked up Jan.
I did something.
And then I picked up Jan and David and who else?
That's random.
That happened?
Yeah, you remember when we had to go?
See, Jan, well, the song
garage?
Inspired you.
Yes.
You were inspired.
I was there.
Yeah. You slept
so,
in my little brother's
so
bed.
That's
I
so
inspired myself, basically. You inspired the song that inspired you.
Wow,
that's great. Think about that.
So
no,
I
but
was
no,
just
no,
like, you know what?
Circle.
This is a good.
Well, let's tell people why it's called The Prelude.
Oh, because on our first album, we had a song called In My Zone.
With Kyle Hubbard.
With Kyle Hubbard.
And shout out Kyle
it
Hubbard.
Was shout out to Kyle Hubbard.
He actually just got number 18 on the 25 best rap songs of 2011.
On what list?
Snaps
Houston,
for Kyle.
Houston Press. 18 for, what's that song called? His newest one.
Yeah. But we did that song, and we were kind of like, you know what? It would be really cool if we did a song that was actually a prelude to that song.
Like a prequel. Like a prequel.
So we didn't get very creative with the title.
I thought that was creative.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
It was like, you know what?
Don't overdo it.
So this is what happened before In My Zone, pretty much.
Yeah.
The message we're trying to get across.
And in between the song is what happened to In My Zone.
So will there be a sequel?
There might be a sequel.
No, this is the prequel.
Oh,
he's saying, is there a sequel
to the prequel? Oh,
yeah, there you go.
So like another prequel?
No. There has to be a sequel to In My Zone.
Yeah.
So that we could do another prequel.
No.
We should do one on this next album.
An actual sequel.
That would be kind of
meeting
cool.
Adjourned.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, prequels, sequels,
to the trilogy.
Anyway, so this is the prelude. Dallas likes to call up the bitches in this song. We actually dropped. This is like the first like profane word we ever use on like the record.
And all the girls got mad. I was like, well, who gives a fuck?
No. Let's make a correction. All the bitches got mad.
Oh, true.
Hey, my mom didn't like this. Didn't like that actually.
Well, who gives a fuck? I love your mom, but I mean, like, don't get me wrong, but.
My mom's heard this song like 40 times, never picked up on the bitches part.
My mom was like,
really?
Yeah. My mom was actually like, you said bitches in this song.
But no, mom, that was Trey.
No, I told her, I was like, yeah, I said bitches in this song.
Damn straight, mom.
Hell yeah.
Don't talk shit.
I was calling out them bitches.
No, I wouldn't do that to my mom. She'll go crazy. But yeah, this is the song.
All right, here prelude. It is. This is the prelude off the 2011 LP.
Today, my parents going out of town, so I say, party at my house, so I call up all my homies and tell them to bring music and blues. Then I call up the DJs, tell them to play. So let's party till the morning light. Forget about your problems for tonight. Get your shoes on and grab a drink. You'll be feeling alright.
Woke up this morning, got a text from Dallas. He said his parents out of town, it's about to go down. I say that's a bet, and I tell him on my way. Like you said, feel like a real good day. So I'm on the highway to about 85, and I'm feeling like a live G, feeling so alive. I take the exit to get to his house, and I pull up, and I start to browse. See many looking tempting in that little thing she's wearing, and Sam's getting mad because I cannot stop staring. But I'm never caring, I'm just doing what I do. I'm sitting posting like a poster, and I'm chilling with my crew. Then I see this girl, and I think I recognize her. She look good from the front, and I love her, what's behind her. I say, hey, that little mama could be chillin' over Lana. She said, I'm kinda drunk and you can do what you wanna. And I say, not me, not B-R-A-D. I don't mess with girls when they too tipsy. Then Trey says, it's the last day of summer. I say, Trey, you ride, I'ma do what I want.
So let's party till the morning. Forget about your problems for tonight. Take your shoes.
My mom's gonna let me out alone. Now she has some fun. Turn it into the stage. Call some people to the place. Lock the doors on too. We see the sun. That's what the people screaming out. I'm trying to party like it's Judgment Day. Gym shorts and no shirt. That's the best way. And if the girls got them jeans, they cannot stay. And we record the whole thing. No Blu-ray. Hooray. I feel like the phones are coming out tonight. And now the girls become friends when we turn off the lights. Stop, wait a minute. Where the dubstep at? We're just trying to play some jams and have the booty way back in the air. Right now, you're in the boyfriend-free zone. And if you're texting him, I'ma snatch that phone. Cause the only thing up on your mind should be my cup blown. On my neck, no disrespect, but girl, it's a party. So sip on this Malibu and Bacardi. And I'm sorry if I'm coming out too strong, but my candy, I'm trying to find them.
So let's party till the morning light. Forget about your problems for tonight. Pick your shoes. So I call up all my homies and tell them to bring my love and home.
And we're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show. That was the prelude.
It's gonna happen.
Prelude was a good song.
What do you think, Tyler? What are you talking about?
Nothing.
What do you think of the song?
Oh yeah, I like it.
You're a man of many words. You know that? You're the most talkative out of the entire group.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just letting you know like Juno. But yo, the other song, the next song we have on the album, we have about 13 minutes left in the show. What are you laughing at, Avery? What are you talking about, bro?
I wasn't talking about anything. I was laughing.
Anyway, but the next song is for Taurus.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You don't have to raise your hand. This is more of like a free environment. You can just speak your mind. Yeah. What's up?
Why did we decide to call it Fort Taurus?
Because
let's talk about that.
Because we did. Isn't it like the?
Well, Trey said a line like Maybach music only.
And like we were talking about the whole like Reggie Bush and Kool Aid with Dobeezy, and he was like, "What was the Cushion orange juice?" And he was like, "How it was like a playoff of words or whatever."
Okay, and then
we're like, you know what, Maybach music, like,
no, we wanted to have like a crappy car music, like pretty much.
Okay, I thought.
Well, because I think I said like Toyota Camry music, and then Avery was just like Ford Taurus music,
and he was like, ooh.
You know where I got the idea for Ford Taurus?
What's that?
Is
his truck?
No, that Asher Roth song. Blunt cruising, like let's head to the Ford Taurus.
Oh yeah, he does say that.
Yeah,
yeah. That's that. Well, I didn't know that until just now.
I know because I kept it in my head.
All right. I mean, this is a. All right. Well, this is another like straight up kind of rap song in a way, right?
Turn up your speakers.
True that.
I like my biggest criticism is that Dal, you weren't on the record.
I don't know why I wasn't. I think I just left.
Okay, look, really? We actually did the beat, wrote the song, and recorded it in 20 minutes.
So I didn't, I don't think I was
this
even
entire
there.
Song was made in 20 minutes. And it's one of my favorite off the album.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I like this one a lot.
I like it a lot.
I think Trey sounds like Morgan Poindexter.
I think he sounds like.
And when he starts talking.
Like, in the beginning of the song, he was like, yeah. I was like, what the fuck is like.
You can hear us laughing in the background.
He was like, "Kid Cudi."
Really funny. That's why.
All right, enough bullshit. We only have 10 minutes left in the show, so here we go. This is Four Tours.
Yeah. Just put your sleep way back to this one and chill. I just want you to be. Something fancy. I can be easy and breezy with a girl that ain't too mean. Sub's got the car I'm breathing, so she's shaking when she sees me. Jam some easy when we driving slow. Whisk when I'm high solo, and always keep the windows down and ensure that the world knows. And that's the way they go. 90 in a 65 engine humming while it's running. We don't need a plane to fly. Only accelerator, my chick is like two raiders. Indies in the head, rest just hitting that watch and crazy. C and S just to do a week night. We don't need no street lights, peanut butter, leather, and the exterior. Alright, we doing alright as far as fucking our equipment goes. Heading up to Mango, shipping with some mango, bumping some home. And we just heading over if the girl's feeling too lonely. Headed to the house, feeling like a troop boss, jamming on some Rick Ross, made by music on my chest. To the beat. Girls in the front, something fancy. I stretch out the chest. To the beat. Girls in the front, something fancy. I'm going 35 in a 60 mile zone.
see. It's about sweeter than the forest. Take your girl's flower, making it the soulless. Drive around town, in the Ford Taurus. I'ma be chill, just like a car.
Take the beat. Girls in the front row, sounds from the backseat.
Yo. We're back on the Brad Gilmore Show.
Whoa.
So we've almost gone through the entire album, all right?
Almost.
We have one more song.
I think this song, the last song, is the like appropriate song to end the whole thing with.
The album.
It ended the album very well.
I have to say so. Oh, that was nice. To me, it was like Soaring Part 2.
What about now?
You thought it was What About Now?
I don't even know what song we're talking about, dude.
We're talking about... Tyler, we played every song except for one, and you don't know the song we're talking about?
I wasn't here. Remember I left?
You don't know what the last song
you was? You left during 11-11, bro. Well, this is Be Heard.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This is
no.
Be Heard.
Okay. Yeah, it's that one.
Oh, yeah, that song, you know. No big deal. It's just on our album.
Okay.
Like you said, it was the intro song. Well, it was on the album, Tyler. It was on the album.
Be Heard.
Be Heard. Anyway.
What about now? Seals.
Okay, Avery. I know I ask you this every time, but hurry up. In about a minute, tell me about the beat.
The beat is pretty simple, really. I did it in a few minutes, actually. Yeah. This one, one of the ones that took the least amount of time for the whole album.
Yeah.
But it's one of the ones I like the most. Kind of
Dallas, hit him with a concept.
Yeah.
Well, I think like the whole concept of the song Be Heard is a perfect concept because, I mean, it was the last song we ever... I don't think it was the last song we recorded, was it?
Four Doors was the last song.
Yeah, but it was like one of the songs that we wanted to be the last song because it's like, after you've heard all of our songs, it's like now, I hope you enjoy what you listen to.
So we're going
to
have just enough time to play this song. So
let's play it.
This is Be Heard, 2011 LP.
What?
Watch your bad actors. Say I'm just a fish, so I flow it like a flower. Please allow my guard.
Could you make my mind louder? I just wanna be heard. I get these thoughts out of here, cause I know my life is what they dream about in bed. But I don't see them, all the major label stresses, the value of the deal they want the label possesses. It's all about the arms and the fact that we give it. Everyone have my name, every mirror, can you feel it? Can't get fucked when I'm so close. I'll never tell you how I want this the most. Bag it most to all the folks who said I couldn't make it, let me make a toast. Know that you gave it your all, but you can give it so that way you will never fall.
Yes, and thank you. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Brad Gilmore Show 2011. This is my last show of the year. We'll actually be back next week, next Tuesday. First Tuesday of 2012, actually.
With new artists.
It is new artists. I'm about to tell you who I'm going to have on the show. Yeah, next week, Brad Gilmore Show, I'm going to have Ton P and 100. I think that's how you say his name. It has a D and a T at the end. So 100 and Ton P next week, 3 to 6 p.m. here on Local Live. I'd like to thank Jordan, Pinnell, and Chris, Shannon, for helping me out the show. And I'd like to thank the 4/5 of 2011 who showed up, plus Jaron J. Brown. See y'all next week. Brad Gilmore Show, localizehouston.com.
Oh, Brian, you done?